You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, hello there, and welcome into Prince George's Stadium, back for the first Saturday evening, game of the season, and the Bowie Bay Sox looking to right the ship at home against the Akron Rubber Ducks. They're down 3-1 in the season series thus far. It's still early on in the campaign, but the Bay Sox trying to get back to 500 tonight as they battle Akron once again here this evening. 20 minutes out from first pitch, I'm Andre Magaro. Thank you for joining us on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as we get you set for the start of this one, the Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks. It's been an interesting evening coming into this one weather-wise. The grounds crew is still hard at work getting set for first pitch as there were showers that were in and out since last night. The field was tarped following last night's contest. We'll get to more of that in just a moment, but then was pulled this morning, and then more showers that followed in the afternoon. Was a pop-up cell, were periods of heavy rain going on for about 20 to 30 minutes as it stood, and then the tarp was pulled back and the field's being tended to. We're still set for an on-time 6:35 first pitch, and hopefully some post-game fireworks afterwards. There were plenty of fireworks both during and after the game last night between Bowie and Akron. The long ball was the story, and it all started for the Bay Sox in the bottom half of the first inning. Of course, a lot of excitement around the first Friday home game of the season. Kyle Bradish was making a major league rehab appearance. We'll touch on him a little bit, but right now the story is Heston Kjerstad, one of the most locked-in hitters in the Eastern League, hit his fourth home run in his seventh Eastern League contest. It was also his third in his last four games, third of the series, and he went out to left center field, showing plenty of power to all fields so far in AA. And we'll replay our chat with Heston here a little bit as we go on in the pregame show, talking about his first week in AA so far. But Kjerstad had an early bell ringer to give the Bay Sox an early 1-0 lead. They would add on in the frame with a John Rhodes RBI double, but then the Bay Sox bats went back into their shell, and that's been a consistent theme for Bowie in this series. But meanwhile, on the flip side, was a good start for Kyle Bradish, all things considered. It ran into a little bit of trouble in the fourth inning. A little unlucky, you could call it. It was a jam shot base hit and then an error by Cesar Prieto, followed by a walk. That loaded the bases. It was a wild pitch in there that scored a run before Aaron Bracho had his first of two home runs on the evening. A three-run shot gave Akron the lead and flipped that game around, making it 4-2. And of course, he would add on another one later on in the ballgame in the sixth, and for a career-high matching five RBIs. And that was really the story for Akron, who belted three home runs. Michael Berglund would add on another one in the seventh inning. And it looked like it was going to be a rout for the Rubber Ducks for a while. But then the Bay Sox bounced back, as they have in this series, particularly in the late inning. Zach Watson had a solo shot to left field, and then Rhodes added on to his big night, gave him three RBIs with a two-run triple. That made it a 7-5 game. And Bowie, once again, for the second consecutive evening, they threatened in the bottom of the ninth inning. They had the tying run at the plate in Cesar Prieto, and he flew out to the warning track and left field to end the game. That's the second straight night the Bay Sox have had an opportunity to tie or walk off in the ninth and have stung a ball well to left field. They just haven't been dropping for them late on in these games, and certainly will be looking for a more consistent offensive approach throughout this one as we move forward. Looking at the starting pitching matchup tonight, it's an interesting one. You've got Cade Povich going for Bowie in his second start of the season, and the pitch count really hampered him in Hartford when he got started. Was only able to go three innings and a lot of deep counts, a lot of tough at-bats from a Hartford Yard Goats team that had plenty of offensive talent, but I'm sure Povich will be looking to polish his breaking pitches and try to find that put away tonight. He gave up two earned runs in those three innings in Hartford, and he's still looking to really get settled in at AA here for Bowie since coming over in Lopez trade last July from the Minnesota system. So the Southpaw's looking to get one right for the Bowie Bay Sox, and he's opposed by Hunter Stanley, who's even a more interesting product for this Akron team. Stanley hasn't pitched an awful lot so far in his professional career. Got a late start out of the gates after a long college career, and only played one season of pro ball so far. Just a little over 13 innings before he was sidelined with an injury last season and was unable to play. So he gets the call up to AA despite the limited amount of innings with that maturity that he's shown, and pitched pretty well. His first performance of the season came out of the bullpen in the Rubber Ducks opening series against the Erie Seawolves and threw five shutout frames. And it's been the consistent theme for Akron so far in this series. They've had good pitching. They've limited these Bay Sox bats despite the hitter-friendly dimensions here. at Prince George's Stadium. The sunshine is starting to peek out. It's peeking up over the left field facade and shining brightly on the infield as we see it right now with the ceremonial first pitches taking place in front of us. And it looks like the skies are beginning to open up. We'll see, but we're seeing clear shades of blue, which we haven't seen in quite a while. So hopefully that'll remain throughout the evening here tonight as we go forward. It's a very similar lineup for the Bay Sox going into this one. We'll hit on the starting lineups in our third segment, but a couple of reinsertions. You get Shane Fontana back in there. He's batting cleanup tonight. Connor Pavloni doing the catching once again. But Cesar Prieto is back in at the leadoff spot in a very similar-looking shakeup for the Bay Sox as we move forward in this one. But we're going to talk about the guy in the two-hole when we come back. We're going to talk with Heston Kerstad, one of the leading home run hitters, one of the leading hitters, all things considered, and the most exciting prospects in the Eastern League. We'll talk to him about his approach, his defensive versatility, and much more when we come back on the DCA Imaging pregame show. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting you set for Bay Sox and Rubber Ducks. We're now joined by Heston Kerstad, Orioles top 10 prospect, the darling of spring training, as some would call him, and just somebody that has tore it up at the AA level so far. Heston, it's been a long few months, few years for you, as it's been. How do you feel with all of that that's gone on here in the last few years for you?
Sure, honestly, you know, now it's, you know, it's just part of my journey. You know, there's a lot of things I've learned from the things I've been through, but also, you know, it's part of my story. We all have a unique story, and, you know, it's all part of the journey we have ahead of us.
And you've had a phenomenal start to your journey here in AA after a great spring training for the Orioles. Your OPS in Sarasota was 1,200, and now, ho-hum, it's 1,100. You got three home runs as well in your first six games. But, you know, we're a week removed from opening day. How does Heston Kerstad reflect on his first week in AA? How does he evaluate his performance?
You know, for sure. Honestly, good start for me, you know, right where you want to be, hitting the ball to all parts of the field, and also showing a little bit of power early. So right now in a good spot. There's still some things I'm not happy with that I'd like to improve upon. But, you know, for now it's a solid start. You know, get my feet wet in AA and just keep it rolling, honestly, keep getting better.
What are some of the things you're looking at to improve on as you keep going?
For sure, honestly, you know, baseball, you know, you always want to be better, and you're always chasing perfection even though it's not. So there's some game plans I've made against certain pitchers that weren't technically the best plan against that pitcher, so maybe refining what I go up to the plate, like game plan wise, to make those a little bit better, or maybe a couple ABs, maybe missed a pitch here or there, so still trying to, you know, refine some of that for sure.
And you talk about game plans. There's a lot of high-level pitching you've seen this week against this Akron squad, and I know you've seen a lot of high-level pitching everywhere you've been, but how has the adjustment been to AA pitching? Do you feel like there's been an adjustment period for you?
You know, honestly, after being able to go through the fall league and big league spring training, it feels really similar. There's a lot of talented arms out in the fall league, a lot of big leaguers and a lot of talented guys in big league camps. So, you know, it was kind of a good transition for me to go through those and then to be here. You know, it's not pitching that I haven't seen. So it's, you know, you kind of, you know how to handle it, you know what to do. And as long as I take care of my stuff and come prepared, I should be good.
We're here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show with Bay Sox first baseman and outfielder Heston Kjerstad. And Heston, that's where I want to transition the conversation to next, that first base part. It's not a new position for you, but you have three starts at it now in AA for your first time since college. What was it like when the Orioles first approached you? What were those conversations like when you start talking about that defensive versatility and learning that position in addition to the outfield?
For sure. You know, it was just an extra position. You know, the more positions you can play, the more versatile you can be is getting a bat in the lineup, or maybe, you know, just some spots are open at certain times, whether guys get injured, you gotta have guys that can play around the field. Helps the team out for sure. You know, it's been a transition, it's definitely new, still got a lot to learn over there, but luckily have some great coaches that are helping me out to learn the new position.
Who are some of the guys that have helped you out most throughout the organization with that?
I've been working a lot with Tim DeJong since I've been in the minor leagues, and I was working with Manzo when I was at big league camp for like the last week, but then since then it's been with DJ. He's been helping me a lot for sure.
What's the biggest piece of advice they've given you in that making that adjustment?
Honestly, like not trying to be perfect, to just be relaxed and just, you know, give yourself some time to learn the position, and, you know, just show up every day, get your work in, and just slowly improve every day.
Now, you talked a little bit earlier on in the season about talking with James McCann a lot in spring training. He was another fellow former Razorback that really helped you a lot with your day-to-day approach, as you had spoken on. Is there a player you've gone to inside or outside of the organization to talk about first base?
Yeah, for sure. So I was actually coming up here. I talked a little bit with Matt Carpenter. See, he's played a decent amount of first. He's playing first, but the Padres a little bit now. So, you know, I connected with him, and he was normally an infielder and then transitioned to the first base. So we were able to talk a little bit the main points he had, of things to focus on or things to like pay attention to, or certain footwork that he learned that makes the position easier or puts you in a better position to make good plays. So it was good to be able to talk with somebody like that, because he's obviously a great defender, you know, been in the league for a really long time. So to be able to talk to somebody like that about first base, you know, huge help.
Now, you were the number two overall pick in the 2020 draft, and you got a little bit of a late start to your professional career. But in this time, since you've been able to get started since last year, what has been the one moment in this crazy journey for you that you look back on and see most fondly from when you started last year up until this very moment?
Man, that's a tough one. I would probably just group it all together. Just the journey over the last year, you know. It's been a lot of fun. You know, been a lot of different places, played with a lot of different guys, a lot of different teams. It's just the whole overall looking back of, you know, what I've learned throughout the last year and being able to just show up to the field and play every day.
Well, Heston, we've enjoyed watching your journey. We're excited for the journey to come and for the rest of your time here in AA and Bowie and beyond that. We thank you for taking the time.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we've got lineups and a countdown to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks. Don't go anywhere. It's Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we come back, first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's Game 5 of this six-game series between the Akron Rubber Ducks and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Cade Povich warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Rubber Ducks that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Petey Halpin, followed by Angel Martinez at shortstop, batting second. Julian Escobedo is in right field, batting third. Brian Lavastida, the DH, cleans up. Joe Naranjo is at first base, batting fifth. Jonathan Rodriguez in left field, sixth. Aaron Bracho is at second base, batting seventh. Gabriel Rodriguez at third base, eighth. And Michael Amditas is the catcher, batting ninth. Akron, the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, managed by Ruglis Odor. They're 4-3 on the season, a two-game winning streak. And again, their lineup features Halpin, Martinez, Escobedo, Lavastida, Naranjo, Rodriguez, Bracho, Rodriguez, and Amditas. All to face off against the left-hander, Cade Povich, on the mound. Just before Povich gets set, a couple of sweeps of some ancillary water that was sitting behind the bullpen mound on the Akron side. But now we're ready to go. Lefty on lefty to roll as Petey Halpin steps in. First pitch from Cade Povich is just too far down and away a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. We're underway at 6:34 p.m. on a 61-degree, partly cloudy day here at Prince George's Stadium. Wind coming and going, maxing out around 4 miles an hour. Next pitch, misses too far down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Halpin on the season, a .250 average, a .732 OPS in six games. A double, a triple, no homers or runs batted in, as the 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball that misses high. Curve runs it to three balls and no strikes. Second start of the season for Cade Povich. We can discuss him more in depth later. But his first start came a little slow out of the gate as he got going in Hartford. He readjusts his jersey here. Batter steps out of the box as well. And now we're getting reset as Povich foots the rubber, holds ball in hand, now brings it to the glove and up to the chin. 3-0 count with bases empty and none out in the top of the first. Next pitch. And it's called a strike. Nails the outside corner of the zone with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 3-1. Nine strikeouts for Halpin, three walks. He had yesterday's game off after leading off for the majority of the series. Reynel Delgado took his spot. The 3-1 pitch here.
And it's grounded slowly to second. Running to his right, Cesar Prieto gobbles it at the chest and throws across the body to first in time. 4-3 putout. We're underway here in Bowie. Let's tell you about the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo at third, Gilbert Lara at short, Cesar Prieto at second, Shane Fontana at first. Connor Pavlone catches behind the plate for Cade Povich on the mound. Switch hitting Angel Martinez digs into the box now, hitting 207 this season with a 591 OPS in seven games. He, of course, bats as a right-hander here, squares to bunt against the first offering, but the pitch comes in low, and the count starts out at 1-0. Cade Povich, a 6'3", 185-pound left-hander, traded over from Minnesota in 2022. It was the deadline last year. 1-0 is lifted foul right side. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. That was the Jorge Lopez deal that got Povich from the Twins. Second appearance of the season for him. He's tossed three innings. That was in his debut against Hartford this year. 1-1. Curveball rolled over foul, third base side as it trickles away. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Povich had a very tough first inning against Hartford, but it was the second inning that really burned him. He started that Saturday game, the final game of that series. Got two quick outs in the frame on just five pitches, but then ended up throwing 28 pitches over the entire second inning, allowing four consecutive batters to reach with two outs. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. Eats up some dirt. Pavlone has to scamper to get the ball just outside of the batter's circle, but he throws it to first a tad low where Shane Fontana digs it out, and there's two away. First strikeout for Cade Povich. Your umpiring crew for today's game, Jude Corey is at third base. Zdek Zdenek is at first, and Gabe Alfonso is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Left-hander Julian Escobedo into the box. He has had quite the series. Probably a shoe-in for Eastern League Player of the Week at the rate that he's been hitting. Lefty on lefty in the first pitch is a slider that misses too far down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. 529 average total for Escobedo, but he's picked up every hit of his this season, this series. 9-for-15 overall this week. 1-0, and it's floated foul left side out of play. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. 1737 OPS for Escobedo. Of course, that is just five games, so small sample size, but a big number. Four doubles, two homers, two RBI, so both solo shots, as the 1-1 pitch. Misses down, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Two strikeouts against four walks for Escobedo. He's been showing great plate discipline. Bases empty, two outs here in a scoreless top of the first. 2-1 from Povich. Down and away. Off speed, runs it to 3-1. Bay Sox have lost two consecutive games. Akron has kept it close, but Bowie has just not been able to get over that last hump. As the 3-1 offering is swung on and missed, Escobedo tried to hold up on a low curveball but could not, and it runs the count full. This season, Escobedo has seen three full counts. He has walked each time. Povich sets. The payoff. Swing and a miss for strike three. A curveball down. Povich strikes out a pair and a perfect first inning. Bottom of the first coming up here in Bowie. Akron nothing. Bay Sox set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Akron puts up nothing against Cade Povich. Three up, three down for the Bay Sox left-hander. And as Hunter Stanley warms on the mound for the Rubber Ducks, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, it's Cesar Prieto, followed by Heston Kerstad in right field batting second. Kobe Mayo at third base bats third. Shane Fontana at first cleans up. Billy Cook, the DH, bats fifth. John Rhodes in left field sixth. Dante Williams is in center field batting seventh. Gilbert Lara at shortstop bats eighth. And Connor Pavlone is the catcher, batting ninth. Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 3-4 on the season, a two-game losing streak. They're currently tied, a three-way tie for fourth place. It is nearly identical records in the Southwest Division. Three teams are 4-3, three teams are 3-4. Again, the Bay Sox lineup features Cesar Prieto, Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo, Shane Fontana, Billy Cook, John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Gilbert Lara, and Connor Pavlone, all to face off against Hunter Stanley on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. Again, not too much wind. We've only been seeing it top out around 4 miles an hour, and when it does come through, it goes a little bit out to center field. But boy, oh boy, you could not tell the weather that we had gotten earlier today had even been in the area at all when you look at the skies above. Thin, wispy clouds just barely putting a damper on the blue directly above them, with still plenty of sunshine out from left headed its way over to the ballpark. Plenty of shade from some of those dark clouds that had passed through, but still a nice, bright early evening. Cesar Prieto steps in, a 367 average to pace the Bay Sox, a 939 OPS in seven games. First pitch from Hunter Stanley. Prieto lays down a bunt, but foul. I brought this up yesterday as Prieto pushed it a little bit too far up the third baseline toward the Akron dugout. He had been nearly automatic with his surprise bunts early last season, just around the time he had gotten promoted, maybe about until about 2 months after that. I think he got hit on the hand on one of the attempts, and afterwards it just hasn't materialized in the same way. The 0-1 pitch. And Prieto watches it down low. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Two doubles, no triples for Prieto. One home run, four runs batted in. As Stanley comes set, right-hander out of the wind, turns, kicks, fires the 1-1, and Prieto lifts it foul, third base side, a floater. Gabriel Rodriguez jogging, but it'll carry out of play. It's too far over the left side, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Next pitch. Prieto watches high fastball miss, and it's two balls and two strikes. Infield playing relatively deep, a small shade onto the pole side for the righty Prieto, or the lefty Prieto. 2-2 is swung on and missed high. Fastball for strike three, and Prieto is down. That's how the day starts for Hunter Stanley. Let's tell you about the rest of the Akron defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Jonathan Rodriguez, Petey Halpin, and Julian Escobedo. Gabriel Rodriguez at third, Angel Martinez at short. Aaron Bracho at second, Joe Naranjo at first, and Michael Amditas is catching behind the plate for Hunter Stanley on the mound. Heston Kerstad into the box, lefty hitting .286 this season with an 1144 OPS in seven games. First pitch misses low, and it's 1-0 to start. One double, no triples, four homers, six runs batted in. Picked up his fourth home run last night early on in the contest for the Bay Sox as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's 1-1. Put him into a tie for the most home runs in all of AA baseball right now. Of course, thanks to the AAA season starting a little bit earlier than AA and the rest of the minors, he's still a ways away from the minor league leader. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike in at the knees. One ball and two strikes. Hunter Stanley, 5'11", 203-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's the second starter this series for Akron from Fayetteville. Tanner Burns is from there, too. 1-2, called strike three. Great pitch at the knees. Kerstad knew it as soon as it got through. And he's caught looking. Back-to-back punch-outs to start the day for Hunter Stanley. Akron wearing their road gray uniforms, gray pants, the stylized font rubber ducks on the front side of the jersey, black cap with the rubber duck head. Bay Sox in their home whites, white pants, and the black cursive Bay Sox on the front side. They've also got on the white cap. Here's Kobe Mayo, .250 batting average, a .737 OPS in seven games. First pitch, and it bounces in. Count starts out at 1-0. One double, no triples for Mayo, had a home run. That was back in the Hartford series, four runs driven in, seven strikeouts, two walks. One-oh offering to Mayo. And it's called a strike on a curveball outside. It's 1-1. Stanley is making his first professional start today. He had a long relief outing in his debut with Akron last week. 1-1 is grounded hard, deep in the hole to third. Backhanded it short by Angel Martinez. Long throw, eats up some dirt, but it gets there in time to Joe Naranjo. One bounce where the first baseman picks it out. Great throw by Martinez. Three up, three down, out of the gate for both sides. We're on to the second, scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
A speedy first inning between the two sides. Six up, six down in total with only 27 total pitches. We're on to the top of the second here at Prince George's Stadium. Matt Sabatis alongside Andre Magero with you. Thank you so much for keeping it with us. Brian Lavastida leads off, and the first pitch to the right-handed hitter is called a strike at the knees, nothing in one. 4-5-6 in the Akron lineup. Lavastida, then Joe Naranjo, and Jonathan Rodriguez. Cade Povich holds ball and glove in front of the chin, now drops to the waist and fires the next, and it's a slow bouncer over to third, running in on it and scooping. No, Kobe Mayo drops it. Hit off of his wrist on the slow bouncer near the bag, and that's an E5, already Mayo's third error in just six games in the hot corner this season. First base runner of the ball game as Lavastida, who's only batting 074, is able to reach. Here's Joe Naranjo. Errors didn't make an appearance in Cade Povich's last start. There was a lot of work on the base paths in general, but walks were a key issue in that one. Runner takes off, first pitch, called a strike, throw to second is off target. Timing looked to be maybe there for Connor Pavlone, but Gilbert Lara had to sprint about 10 feet onto the first base side of the bag to keep the ball from sailing into the outfield, so Brian Lavastida steals his second base of the season. He's yet to be caught. Connor Pavlone has thrown out 3 of 6 stolen base attempts this year. So nothing in one to start on Naranjo, but a runner in scoring position now as Akron is trying to make the most of their first opportunity. Next pitch. Curveball swung on and missed high. Great offering from Cade Povich. Nothing in two. Naranjo hitting just 100 this year. A 380 OPS in six games. No extra base hits. No ribbies. 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. O-2 pitch, curveball, too far inside. Back Naranjo off just a little bit. Holds the count at a ball and 2 strikes now. Povich looks back second twice. Lara holding on the runner, 1-2. Outside a fastball. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. I said it back in the first inning, you couldn't even tell that rain had moved through the area no less than 3 hours ago. If you looked at the sky, if you looked at the ballpark right now. 2-2. Called strike three. Punched a fastball on the lower outside corner. Povich strikes out his third. Great location. I had brought it up a little bit during the social media pregame that the big thing for Povich today is going to be finishing what he started. It was this second inning against Hartford where he got into a quick two outs on just a couple of pitches, but just couldn't get that final out. Jonathan Rodriguez, first pitch is grounded foul. Third base side, it's nothing and one. Rodriguez, a 115 average, 263 OPS in six games. But no, you do not have any idea that it had rained earlier today, and it did rain a lot. Tarp had gone on the field last night in anticipation of rain overnight. Came off the field earlier this afternoon, went back on the field around 3 o'clock, came back off the field around 5 o'clock. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Off speed, outside, and it runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Sometimes the problem with that tarp is that the folks who work in the front office are the ones tasked with putting it on and removing it, and that includes yours truly, the 1-1. This is too far down and inside, and it's two balls and one strike. And for only the second time in my career, taking the tarp off proved to be a bit of a painful task. Give you more in a second. As we wait on the 2-1 to Rodriguez, here it is. Swinging a piece into home plate, rolled away. 2-2. Because the baseball field is mostly flat, mostly. So you don't expect any changes in elevation to sneak up on you. But there's one spot on the field that is not flat, and it's dead center of the infield. You run up on the pitcher's mound, you run down it while it's all slick. Sometimes you slip, sometimes you fall, and that's what happened today. 2-2 pitch. Lifted high up the first base line, but it is slicing, and it will get out of play foul. Ricochets off of the Bay Sox clubhouse, and the count goes even at two balls, or stays even at two balls and two strikes. So I took that tumble, fell onto the already wet tarp, and didn't have much more of a choice other than to go to Target and buy a new outfit. I'm wearing that right now. Another 2-2. In there, strike three. Well-placed changeup. Rodriguez knew it instantly. Fourth punch out for Povich. Hoping to roll through the second inning against the first punch with the error to open it up. Aaron Braccio will bat now. Must have been a change at some point because Reynel Delgado was batting. That's quite confusing. It was Braccio on the lineup card. First pitch. It is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. It was very much Braccio on the lineup card. So there must have been a change at some point between Braccio being written on the lineup card and Reynel Delgado being handed over to the umpire. Next pitch misses down, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Delgado hitting just 158 this season. No homers, no runs batted in. Here's the 1-1, and he blasts it into a right center field and deep. Dante Williams ranging back, feeling for the wall, but he's got room to spare. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. An inning-opening error of no consequence. We're on to the bottom of the second, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the second inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks are scoreless. Neither side with a hit, only one base runner. It was an error in the top of this frame. Bowie will send 4, 5, and 6 to bat here in this half inning. So Shane Fontana leads off, 294 average, an 808 OPS. 6 games played with a double. As an RBI, as we've got a pitch clock violation to start, Fontana starts behind at nothing and 1. Wasn't into the box in time. First pitch. And he lifts it foul out of play. So one pitch, and Fontana is quickly behind, nothing and 2. Here's the 0-2. Fontana watches it down and away. And it's a ball and 2 strikes now. Again, scoreless here in the bottom of the second. The Bay Sox have been noted already in this Eastern League season for striking early. They've done so in every one of their 7 games. And Fontana bounces a hard one to first. Holding back on it for a backhand, Naranjo underhands to the pitcher sprinting down. Stanley able to get there in time for the 3-1 putout. So one away, here's Billy Cook. 192 average for Cook, a 507 OPS in 6 games. One double, no triples or homers. Still no RBI, but he'd been spending most of his season in the leadoff slot, so that's understandable. But he does have 2 stolen bases. That's what the Bay Sox really want to see, is some of that speed getting on base more. First pitch. And he swings and misses on a curveball too far down and away. It's nothing and 1. That's been the problem for Cook early on in his AA career, has been those swings and misses. He struck out 9 times in 6 games. 0-1 pitch. Off speed, called for strike on the outside edge of the zone. It's nothing and 2. Well, I mentioned, this is the first professional start for Hunter Stanley ever. He didn't actually play too much in 2022. His debut season, the 0-2, and Cook hammers it. On a line to deep center field, Halpin sprinting back, but now stops and moves horizontally to his right. Makes the catch. Hard line drive, but Cook is retired, and there's 2 away. 5 in a row set down by Stanley. And Stanley had a right elbow strain, but unfortunately avoided surgery. Only appeared in 4 games with High A Lake County, but it was all in long relief. And his AA debut last week was in long relief against Erie. Spun 5 scoreless innings. It was a great performance. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch, and the right-hander swings and misses on a low curveball. Nothing in 1 to start. 227 average for Rhodes, an 820 OPS in 6 games. 3 doubles, no triples, a homer. 8 runs batted in. He struck out 8 times, walked 3. Bases empty, 2 outs, and a scoreless bottom of the second, the 0-1, and Rhodes floats it in the air, a little knuckler out towards center, and a diving attempt is misplayed by Halpin, he couldn't get there. Just call it a Texas leaguer, a simple single in the scorecard for Rhodes. Bay Sox have their first hit of the day. Halpin gave it all he could, and the fact that it even got to his glove was commendable enough. That was just off speed, in on the hands. Could have sawed off his bat if it was a little harder. But now here's Dante Williams, a 250 average, a 681 OPS. 5 games played so far with a double. Still looking for his first RBI, but 2 steals and 1 walk. First pitch, high fastball. It's 1-0 to start. So the Bay Sox get the first base hit of the day. At least running up the pitch count a little on Hunter Stanley, or that's what they would hope for. Stanley only used 12 pitches in the first, and that was just his 9th pitch in this inning. Pickoff throw to first. Not a big lead for John Rhodes. He slides back in with a moment to spare. We wait on the 1-0 pitch to Williams. Rhodes hasn't even attempted a steal yet this season. Pitch home. And Williams fouls it off on a slice to the left side. 1-1. Well, if you'd been around a couple of days ago, and Andre had filled you in on why I was so out of breath in the first inning of the broadcast. That was Thursday, wasn't it? Yeah. The days blend together. It's already midseason form when the days blend together. It was because I had played the national anthem as Rhodes takes off. Next pitch is high for a ball. Throw to second is a bullet, and it beats out Rhodes. It was a decent jump, but I'm not sure Rhodes had the best wheels for that attempt. I'll finish the story later as Williams will get a chance to bat in the bottom of the third. We're scoreless moving on to the frame. Bay Sox get a hit, but nothing out of it. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Top of the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium. First pitch from Kay Povich on to Gabriel Rodriguez is called a strike. That great hanging curve from Povich. It showed so much strength in his first couple of double-A starts when he got to Bowie last year. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Low off speed, already nothing and two on Rodriguez. It just made me so excited to see what he could possibly do if he can bring on additional pitches to complement it. A great pitch to set it up along with his fastball. The 0-2 misses high. Changeup runs it to a ball and two strikes. So we're here in the top of the third. Bay Sox and Rubber Ducks are still scoreless. 8-9-1 in the Akron lineup set to bat. Povich has only allowed one base runner on an error. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fifth strikeout for Povich. Started with a curve and a slider low and then stuck up in the zone the rest of the way. Good sequencing from Povich and Pavloni on that tandem. Now the number 9 batter, Michael Amditas. Now we got some heavy clouds starting to roll back over the ballpark. First pitch, Amditas swings and misses on a low breaking ball, nothing and one. Just the fourth game for Amditas this season. He's 2-for-9. Does have a home run, 4 runs batted in. Home run came in that series against Erie to open the season. Next pitch up and away. And it's a ball and a strike. 3 strikeouts, 3 walks for Amditas. Yeah, the weather forecasts have been all over the place this evening. Here's the 1-1. Curve ball. Just misses outside. It's 2-1. When I got to the ballpark today, it said 100% chance of rain at 7 o'clock, but nothing really before 6. Then around 3 o'clock, it started downpouring. And now here at 7 has the 2-1 pitch. Just misses up and outside. Amditas had thought about it, but it's 3-1. But right now here at 7 o'clock, we're sitting pretty clean until midnight. And even then, it's just a 47% chance. 3-1 pitch to Amditas, inside. Curveball took too much in on the right-hander, and Amditas draws the free pass. First walk allowed by Povich. And with one away, it's back to the top of the lineup for Petey Halpin. I said it, walks were a mild issue for Povich in his first start of the season against Hartford. He gave up three free passes, two of them to the first batter in the lineup, and then another in the third inning as well, so he was always dealing with base runners. First pitch to Halpin is a curveball swung on and missed down. Really utilizing the curveball, though, from Povich. I like that so far. Halpin grounded out to second back in the first inning. Something in that same spot could end the inning. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, reaching for an off-speed. That time the slider, it's nothing and two. But I will say this. What's really working best for Povich right now is definitely his swinging strikes. He's got a couple of called strikes, already two called strike threes, but his swinging strikes are just about as good as we've seen. Runner at first, one away, the 0-2 pitch. Poked over deep in the hole at third, and Kobe Mayo is not going to get there. Gilbert Lara thought about it as well, but it was just in the perfect spot between the pair. First base hit of the day for Akron. Michael Amditas goes to second base. Just a slow little dribbler. Lara was playing close to the bag because the runner was being held on at first, meaning Cesar Prieto had to patrol the entire right side of the infield by himself. So it's Lara's duty to take the front end of a potential double play ball, especially with a left-hander in the box. You just don't expect him to slowly bleed one the other way. But it happens. Now here's Angel Martinez. First pitch. Switch hitter watches up and away, off speed. 1-0 to start. That's the first pitch ball for Cade Povich since the first inning. Started Julian Escobedo ahead 1-0, eventually struck him out on a full count. Martinez struck out swinging in the first as the 1-0 pitch. There's a fastball at the knees for called strike 1-1. It's the first fastball we've seen in a while. Povich must have felt as if he needed one right there. Got it for a good called strike, and now it's even at 1. Again, a scoreless game, top of the third. Bay Sox trying to salvage what remains of this series, 1-1. Slapped foul right side out of play. It's 1-2. The best that Bowie can hope for is a series split. Lost 7-5 last night. 3-2 the day before. Picked up a 2-1 win on Wednesday and lost 7-4 on Tuesday, the series opener. Really, other than Tuesday, every game this week has just been such a fun nail-biter. 1-2 pitch, grounded foul just up the third base line. Mayo had given it a jog and probably could have made a play on it, but didn't want to overextend himself too much, especially when it was clearly foul. Count stays. But yeah, each of the last two nights, the Bay Sox had tying runners on base. And the game ended with deep, deep flyouts. Cesar Prieto had one to left field last night. Two nights ago, it was a very deep flyout by Kobe Mayo. Another 1-2 pitch. Down and inside. Fastball runs the count even. As Pavloni keeps it in front. Already a few finals in the Eastern League today. A couple of Saturday day games. 2-2. High bouncer. Back to the mound. Past the mound. Prieto charges. Gloves in the infield grass and can only take it to first. Both runners advance as Martinez grounds out 4-3. Just about as close to the definition of a Baltimore chop as you could see. Here's Julian Escobedo. Left-hander struck out swinging back in the first inning, but now with both runners up, they're at second and third. Two outs here in a scoreless top of the third. Povich holds the ball in his bare hand, pretty much with a straight arm down at the waist. Now brings it up just above his belt buckle. First pitch. Fastball just up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Well, those LED lights are on, but you can still feel so much of that shade, those cooling temperatures from the clouds above. As the 1-0 pitch. is hammered on a line to deep right field. Late jump by Kerstad, but he runs it down and makes the catch over the shoulder. That was a close one. Two in scoring position, but Povich strands them both. He struck out 5-3. Bottom of the third coming up. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It starts on Friday the 28th with our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Then on Saturday, it's Unicorn and Dragons Night. The first 500 kids through the gates get unicorn and dragon horns, plus post-game fireworks. And then on Sunday, it's a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Andre, how dare you fade out Saturdays in the park? On a Saturday in the park. Do you even know who that song is by?
I'm just going to remute my mic.
Oh, my goodness. If the Magero family is listening, I demand an apology. First pitch to Dante Williams is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one to start. Williams had a 1-1 count in the third inning. Make that the second inning. We're in the third right now when John Rhodes was caught stealing. That ended the frame after Rhodes had picked up the first base hit for the Bay Sox. Next pitch from Stanley. 0-1 is called a strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and two. Finishing my story from the last time Williams is up to bat. I had played the national anthem on Thursday on a moment's notice after a late dropout. I had brought my violin after picking it back up after not playing for some time. The 0-2 pitch. Williams swings and misses in a high fastball. He's down on three pitches. The whole point of the story was just saying that Williams caught me right before going on, said he used to play the violin a little bit too. Said he thought it was a fun time, but just hasn't thought about it too much.
Can we get a duet later in the season, maybe?
I don't think he'd agree to that. Here's Gilbert Lara. First pitch outside. Lara, a 120 average. 305 OPS in seven games. No extra base hits. Three runs batted in. 1-0 pitch. And he fouls it off over to the right side. 1-1. I will say this, Terry Byram, broadcaster for Harrisburg, I think he had recently picked up the viola this past offseason, if I'm recalling correctly from his social media. 1-1 pitch, and Lara pops it high in the air to shallow center. Halpin jogging down, spreading the arms wide to make sure there's no one near him, and he makes the catch. Two up, two down here in the third. So far, Stanley has faced the minimum thanks to the caught stealing. Here's Connor Pavlone. First pitch. And the righty watches inside for a ball. It's 1-0 to start. So maybe when do the Bay Sox go to Harrisburg? I should keep the schedule on hand much more frequently. Actually go less than a month. Maybe I'll talk with Terry. Next pitch to Pavlone is grounded foul, third base side, 1-1. 2-for-16 Pavlone so far this year. Just four games. He's been splitting some time with Ramon Rodriguez. Basically a 50-50 split so far. No extra base hits, a run batted in, seven strikeouts, no walks. Bases empty, two outs, a scoreless bottom of the third. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down, and it's one ball and two strikes. Now, Stanley's got a fastball-slider combo, but he also brings a curveball to the family that has been playing pretty well today. 1-2 pitch. Fastball there, misses high at 94, and it's two balls and two strikes. He's also got a changeup. Two-two from Stanley. Swing and a miss for strike three. Went with the slider. And that's his fourth strikeout for another perfect inning. Bay Sox have only sent the minimum to the plate with a base hit and a caught stealing. Scoreless as we move to the fourth. Andre has the call next. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Back at Prince George's Stadium for the top of the fourth. The Bowie Bay Sox and the Akron Rubber Ducks still scoreless. What do you know? Another pitcher's duel headed to the middle inning. Southpaw Cade Povich has been electric for the Bay Sox, and he's set to face 4-5-6 in the Akron lineup, starting with catcher Brian Labastida. He's DHing tonight as he takes low for ball one. Labastida reached on an error by the third baseman Kobe Mayo his first time up. Mayo sits deep behind the bag at third. In infield, playing the right-handed hitter slightly at a pull, but he flings his bat out of his hands towards the netting as he fouls one off to the right-hand side off the netting above the Bay Sox dugout. And the count goes to 1-1, and we alluded to it earlier on in the broadcast. You couldn't tell that there had been heavy rain throughout the afternoon heading into this one. Of course, there were some doubts at times, but able to get the game started on time, but right there the moisture was in full effect as it looked like Labastida totally lost the grip on his bat. There's still a little moisture down there on the field, but the grounds crew did a good job of getting the field ready. Here's the 1-1 from the lefty Povich, and it swung on and corked off the end of the bat, foul once again. Jars out to the right of the catcher, Connor Pavloni, who delivers a fresh pearl on the mound to Cade Povich. The count's 1-2 to Labastida. Povich set out of the windup with high black socks sequenced in orange. The 1-2 is tapped back out in front of the mound. Povich will shuffle to his left. Spin, pirouette throw to first in time to retire Labastida. 1-3 put out, one down here in the fourth. The skies are not what you would call overcast right now, but there are some darker shades in those clouds that have covered up the picture-perfect blue sky we had once the skies had opened up after the storm at the start of the game, and that's turned on the LED lights around the stadium, even though it's still daylight out. First pitch from Povich is a fastball low and away to Joe Naranjo, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Struck out looking his first time up. Big story for Povich so far. The pitch count has been a lot more friendly for him. In this lefty-on-lefty matchup, he kicks and deals the 1-0. Big slow curveballs popped up on the edge of the infield behind second base. Cesar Prieto, the second baseman Over to his right, makes a catch almost directly behind the second base bag on the edge of the outfield grass. That'll retire Naranjo quickly, two up, two down for Akron here in the fourth of a scoreless game. But anyway, for Povich, what really did it in his first start of the season for the Bay Sox was those high-stress pitches that he had to deliver in Hartford. He threw 63 pitches in the first three innings as the first pitch to Jonathan Rodriguez is laced into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez, a slow jog around the first base bag. He ambushed a first pitch Povich curveball that broke straight over the middle of the zone, and he barreled it up to left. It's a second base hit for Akron. He's on first with two down. But for Povich, there hasn't been a lot of stress pitches in this one, and he's kept his pitch count lower. He entered this frame on just 51 pitches. He has five strikeouts, and that last base hit from Rodriguez is only the third rubber duck on base. Here's Raynel Delgado. First pitch to him is a called strike, 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Delgado kind of took everybody by surprise in the press box and in the stadium when he took his first at-bat. Aaron Braccio was initially on the lineup card. Povich stares back the runner at first, now deals the 0-1. It's fisted in on the hands out towards shallow center field. Dante Williams is playing shallow. He makes the catch, adopts his cap in shallow center field, and retires the side. So Delgado's in the game now. He's 0-2 with two fly balls to center field. And Povich strands the two-out base runner, still scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back at Prince George's Stadium for the bottom of the fourth. Still scoreless between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Akron Rubber Ducks. The Bay Sox send the top of its lineup second time through against starter right-hander Hunter Stanley. He's making his first professional start ever. Not at double-A level, not for Akron in his career. Out of the windup, the first pitch to Prieto as a breaking ball popped foul over our way. Almost right parallel to the press box. It bounces off the concourse and bounds back into the seats. Oh, a fan almost had an over-the-shoulder catch leaning over the dark green seat back. But instead he bobbles it, and you know what? A young fan next to him gets it. So you could say it was intentional. 0-1 to Cesar Prieto. Next pitch slashed the other way into the seats again. Foul. It's a good crowd on hand here at Prince George's Stadium for the first Saturday home game of the 2023 season. 0-2 here to Prieto in the box. The left-handed hitting second baseman trying to extend his six-game hitting streak. And add to his Eastern League leading 11 hits as he fouls back a fastball at 94 that was in tight on the hands. And gets enough to stay alive. That one flashed straight back off the screen behind home plate. Prieto with his strikeout in the first inning. 5 for 17 in the series. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, elevated foul, left side again. He got another good piece of one. Infield is playing back pretty much straight up for Akron against a very complete hitter in Cesar Prieto. Stanley peers in. Right-hander works out of the windup, the 0-2. That time a breaking ball that looped inside, and Prieto twitched his hips but didn't take the bat off his shoulder. He takes for 1-2. Stanley's ready. Here's the next delivery. Right back to the breaking ball, and Prieto watches it go parallel to his bright orange batting gloves as he takes once again. That's the slider from Hunter Stanley, his main off-speed, mainly fastball slider, and we've seen more of the curveball tonight from him as well. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit hard towards second base. On one hop, sliding step from Delgado, who goes down to a knee, pinched up the middle, and then flings across the first in time to retire Prieto. Almost said Aaron Braccio on that last play instead of Ray Delgado, who, of course, came in for Braccio, who was on the lineup card to begin this evening. But Delgado proves to be a shorthanded replacement at second base, and the bases are empty with one out here in the bottom of the fourth for Heston. Kerstad, first pitch to Kerstad. He watches that aforementioned slow curveball that bounces in, takes for ball one. Kerstad's 0-for-1 tonight. He struck out looking. Back in the first, four strikeouts so far for Hunter Stanley. Kerstad bats from the left side. Here's the 1-0 from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Went with the changeup that time that ducked low and inside on Kerstad, who came up empty on the hack. Kerstad, Eastern League high, tied for the double-A high with four home runs. A 1-1 pitch. Swung on and belted. Deep to right center field. Escobedo back. He can only watch it go. It's gone. Heston Kerstad's done it again. Fifth home run in double-A in just his eighth game. It's his fourth of the series and his third game in a row with a long ball. His first week in double-A, but he's swinging like he never left Sarasota. 1-0 Bay Sox.
Now batting Bay Sox number 3,
what a jolt from Kerstad. That was a no-doubter to right center field. Nearly cleared the sponsor boards. Here's Kobe Mayo. First pitch breaking ball low and away for ball one. Base is empty here for Mayo, who grounded out the third his first time up. Stanley out of the windup, the 1-0 pitch. And it's taken just low. Counts now two balls and no strikes. Well, interesting that Heston Kerstad should take that pitch deep there to Hunter Stanley as Mayo in the right-handed batter's box crowding the plate, the 2-0. Low and away, and Stanley throws three straight out of the zone to start off Mayo. Because talking with Heston Kerstad a couple days ago about his first week in double-A and how it's gone so far, he said that there wasn't a huge adjustment he needed to make for double-A pitching. 3-0 pitch, fastball north of the letters. It's a 4-pitch walk to Mayo. First free pass for Stanley. Bay Sox have a one-out base runner leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. But Kerstad said that respectively. He said, look, I've been in the Arizona Fall League where, of course, he won the league's MVP honors. He's been in Orioles spring training where he had a 1,200 OPS and four home runs. So he's seen a lot of high-level pitching in a lot of different places. And one of the best arms he had seen in the Arizona Fall League was Hunter Stanley. Shane Fontana now in the lefty box. He grounded out to first his first time, and he takes a called strike at the letters. But the two face each other on October 27th as adversaries in the Fall League. Stanley with Peoria and Kerstad on Scottsdale, and Kerstad had gone 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Had been 0-for-3 with two strikeouts before that home run. This one's bounced to third. Backhand stop. Throw across the diamond in time to nab Fontana. Great play from Gabriel Rodriguez, who had to curl around the bag, throw it from the third base line behind the bag. But he got plenty on that throw in the air, showing off the arm to nab Fontana. So 5-3 put out. The only play was at first, so Mayo could jog into second. And there's two outs now for Billy Cook. So Kerstad with his wide array and wide experience level with high-quality arms like this Akron staff has had himself a whale of a series. Pitch high to Billy Cook. And it's taken for 1-0. Cook flew out the center field sharply, albeit his first time up, and the center fielder Petey Halpin is playing deep and now off to his left-hand side, the deepest part of the ballpark at 405. 1-0, swing and a miss, wildly Cook out of his shoes, chasing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball above the shoulders. So the count now, one ball and one strike to Cook. Second baseman Delgado pinched up the middle just off the second base bag. Mayo at second, not being held on. The shortstop Martinez is deep in the hole on the left side. 1-1, Cook fouls it back off the underside of the bat. So one ball and two strikes now to Billy Cook. Cook, we've seen a little bit of him in the outfield. We've seen a little bit of him at second base. He's rostered as an infielder. He's getting the start at DH tonight after his first off night last evening. And he has a four-game hitting streak and a six-game on-base streak. So he's reached base in every game so far this season. But they're still looking for that production from him because he's hitting just a buck 92. And the strikeout numbers have not been where Bowie wants them. He has nine strikeouts and just a .276 on-base percentage. Granted, this is a guy that was in the leadoff spot so far every game this season. The 2-1 bounces in. It juts out to the right of the catcher, Amdidas. Mayo got a good jump, and he'll go standing into third base. Scored as a wild pitch on Stanley, who bounced in the breaking ball. Amdidas dropped down to a knee and tried to block it in front of him, but he ricocheted off his glove and chest protector out to his right-hand side, and it was an easy advancement for Maya. So let's see what Cook can do here. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, that's ball four. They had called a violation on that second strike on Billy Cook, actually making it a ball. So despite the video board having it displayed down in the count, it was actually, for a brief moment there, it went back to 3-1, and that pitch was ball four, so it's the second walk of the inning for Hunter Stanley. So Billy Cook, just like that, has now reached in all seven games with the Bay Sox this season, and there's runners on the corners with two outs for John Rhodes. And Akron's going to have a mound visit here because you've got a big hitter in John Rhodes set to bat, and I think you're just trying to make sure your arm's ready to go here if you're Hunter Stanley. Well, the first homestand's almost done for the Bowie Bay Sox, but you get one more opportunity to come out to the ballpark before the team hits the road next week tomorrow. 1:05 first pitch for the first Sunday game of the season, and the Spring Fling Egg Hunt has sold out. The special ticket package for kids 12 and under to do a pregame egg hunt around the concourse has sold out, but you can still come out to the ballpark. Fantastic weather all week long, even with the showers sprinkled in throughout the day today. Once the showers subsided around the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour, we've had some gorgeous weather conditions all week long to open up the season, and you get one more chance to come out to Prince George's Stadium this week tomorrow. Tickets at baysox.com. So here is John Rhodes. He singled his first time up in the second. It was a bloop single that fell just in front of the center fielder Halpin, and he takes a breaking ball. Up and away for ball one. That single from Rhodes back in the second inning, sixth hit of the season. It's his first hit this season that did not produce a run for Billy. 1-0, wild, swing and a miss at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. He's right on the outside edge, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Rhodes has a team-high 8 RBIs for the Bay Sox so far this season. And his first 5 hits had all produced runs. He's got runners at the corners here. Stanley spins and throws to first, but back in plenty of time standing is Billy Cook. Now, he's a big base-stealing threat. He's 2-for-2 so far this season. And you think maybe in a situation where Bowie's trying to get another runner into scoring position, but Cook's lead isn't that aggressive. He gets a good secondary here and takes off. The 1-1 pitch is laced into the gap in right center field. It's going to fall in front of the right fielder, Escobedo. Mayo scores. Cook never stopped running. He's into third. An RBI single for John Rhodes, his team-leading 9th RBI of the season. Scores Mayo, and it's 2-0 Bay Sox. How about that for Bowie? You've been waiting for them to come alive in these middle innings, and the offense has finally delivered so far tonight. First pitch to Dante Williams, left-handed hitting center fielder. He takes away on the fastball, 1-0. Bay Sox really needed this. They had only one run all series coming into tonight. Between the third and the seventh inning, Williams swings out of his shoes at a fastball. And counts even at a ball and a strike. 93 beat him straight down the chute. Williams struck out on three pitches his first time up to lead off the third. But Bowie had just seven hits in those four games between the third and seventh inning. Now Williams, a cue shot into right field. Diving effort from Escobedo. He can't get it. It gets behind him and rolls all the way towards the warning track. Relay throw coming into home. One run scores. Rhodes is right behind him. He slides in safely. Williams takes off for third. Now he's in with a head first dive. Chaos on the base paths. Two-run score on the hit from Dante Williams. He ends up at third, and Bowie opening up the floodgates in the fourth. It's 4-0. It goes down as a two RBI double for Dante Williams. What an inning for Bowie. The speed on the base paths has played as Escobedo dove for the ball. He couldn't get it. It rolled past him towards the warning track. Halpin, the center fielder, backed it up. And Rhodes just never stopped running. The throw came into Delgado, the second baseman, who delayed before throwing home, not expecting Rhodes to be as far as he was towards home plate. So a late throw. Rhodes gets in safely and two runs score on the play. Williams advances to third on the throw. The first pitch is swung on and missed by Gilbert Lara. Next pitch, another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. What an inning for the Bay Sox. And for Dante Williams, really needed that. His first two RBIs of the season. Came at a good time. Lara has a runner at third with two outs. 0-2 pitch, swung on, popped foul right side. It's going to make its way into the seats. The orange and silver bleachers. It takes a hop off of about the third row deep in that second level of seating before it hops into the arms of a young fan. Still 0-2 here to Lara. His packed house at Prince George's Stadium's had a lot to cheer about this inning. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball dives low. Slider couldn't get Lara to chase. It's 1-2. Three hits in the inning for Bowie. And they've plated four runs. All to the tab of Hunter Stanley in his first professional start. His first inning allowing runs so far this season. 1-2. Another breaking ball low. Good smother from Amdidis needed with the speedy base runner Williams over at third base. And Stanley's really going back to his bread and butter here. He's trying to bury that slider with two strikes, but Lara, the double-A vet, has had good plate discipline here. Front leg, that's his left, jutted out way outside as the 2-2 pitch is popped up. Over towards the screen, Amdidis off with the mask, out towards the Bay Sox on deck circle. He makes the catch off to his right and ends the inning. Bowie nearly bats around. They send eight men to the plate. They score four. It's 4-0 Bay Sox through four. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie Bay Sox and Akron Rubber Ducks. It's 4-0 Bay Sox here in the top half of the fifth inning. Cade Povich back out to work. His first two pitches have missed high in the zone. And makes the count 2-0 to the leadoff man here, Gabriel Rodriguez. It's 8-9-1 set to bat for the Akron Rubber Ducks in the frame. Bowie leads 4-0, a four-run fourth inning. Opened up the floodgates for the Bay Sox. And an inning they badly needed from an offensive perspective in this series has finally come for them. Meanwhile, they're getting more of the same reliability from their starter, Cade Povich, who is trying to find his groove here in a Bay Sox uniform in just his second start of the season. The next pitch, and he's out of the zone with three straight to start this inning here to Rodriguez, who struck out his first time up. But Povich, 60 pitches through four frames, and it's much better than the 60-plus he had thrown in his first three innings. He's looked sharp so far in his Prince George Stadium debut. He finds the zone at 3-0. Get a strike over on Rodriguez. That was the curveball. But Povich has looked very sharp. Five strikeouts, just two hits and one walk through his four frames so far. And the lefty deals to the right-hander, Rodriguez, and fouls it back to the screen, 3-2. Crowd has certainly gotten jolted to life after that last half inning for Bowie. Payoff on the way from Povich. Breaking ball. Oh, and it's just north of the letters for ball four. Well, there was a lot of downward tilt on that Povich curveball late, and it nearly broke back into the zone against Rodriguez. But instead, it's the second walk for Povich, who nearly came back from down 3-0 in the at-bat. It's been all about if Cade Povich could find the put-away in this game, and he has on most occasions so far. But there's a leadoff walk for Michael Amditis coming to the dish as he takes a 90-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike. Amditis was the only other walk for Povich. That came back in the third inning. Runner being held on by the first baseman, Fontana. A bit of a lob throw over from Povich. Rodriguez dove back head first. He's still back in plenty of time. This Akron Rubber Ducks team, when it comes to the way they manage their offense, very opportunistic. Oh, one pitch from Povich. Swing and a miss from Amditis. Count goes to 0-2 as the slider dove underneath the bat path. But a lot of walks, a lot of errors from this Bay Sox team have come around to score, particularly in these middle innings for Akron in this series. 0-2 pitch. Tried to freeze him with the fastball. Again, just missed. A little outside, maybe a little high. Amditis took all the way. The count's 1-2. Really good sequencing from Cade Povich. He's pitching backwards second time through the order. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on, tapped foul. Tried to get him out in front of the off-speed, but Amditis just got a piece. Right-handed hitting catcher for Akron. 220 average as he takes down low, blocked by Pavloni. We'll keep the runner at bay. He's battling here with two strikes. He counts back to 2-2. Lefty stands set at the belt. Gets the sign from his catcher. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him that time with the breaking ball. The slider finally gets Amditis. Sixth strikeout for Cade Povich. One down here in the fifth. Now turn over the lineup. Third time through now for the Rubber Ducks. Here's Petey Halpin. Left-handed hitting center fielder is 1-for-2. With a single his last time out. First pitch fastball called strike. Fastball on the outer third from Povich throws Halpin. And Cade's not afraid to attack there again after Halpin's hit his last time was not necessarily a check swing, but not necessarily the hardest swing either. Just kind of poked it in the hole between third and shortstop. Halpin swings out of his shoes out of the pitch up and in. It was that big breaking ball from Povich. And now the southpaw on the hills ahead, 0-2. But Mayo's playing a little deeper at third base this time. Well, especially with two strikes. Try to cut down that angle on the left side. We'll see if Halpin uses it again. The 0-2 pitch. He hits a fastball foul. Hammers it into the seats on the left side. Count stays the same. It's a twilight hour is set in here at Prince George's Stadium. Lights fully on. The carousel down the right field line is spinning with the lights on around it as well. Gorgeous night for some baseball. Povich stares back the runner. Here's the 0-2. 84-mile-an-hour breaking ball that breaks away from the hitter. Halpin takes in. It's 1-2. There is some action in the Bay Sox bullpen. Easton Lucas, the lefty, currently getting loose. Povich getting up there in pitch count. We'll give it to you here after the 1-2 pitch. It's a called strike three. Fastball throws him on the outside corner. Late signal from home plate umpire Gabe Alfonso, but he rings up Halpin. Had a couple words for the umpire before going back to the Rubber Ducks dugout, but that's the seventh strikeout for Cade Povich tonight. And it's his third strikeout looking. He's had an even balance. Here's Angel Martinez. First pitch. Looper on the right side. First baseman Fontana gives it a rush, but it's off to the right of the Bay Sox bullpen on the grass hill down the first baseline out of play. Martinez 0 for 2 tonight. Well, for Cade Povich, he struck out 7 members of the Altoona Curve in a 5-inning effort back on August 25th. This is most in a Bay Sox uniform. This one's popped up towards second base. Prieto camps right underneath it in the traditional second base spot. Makes the catch to retire Martinez. 5 solid innings from Cade Povich. 7 strikeouts, no run across. It's 4-0 Bay Sox. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Akers into their bullpen as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Bowie Bay Sox lead 4-0 over the Akron Rubber Ducks. They're opening Saturday home game of the 2023 season. A beautiful night for some baseball. 9-1-2, the scheduled hitters for the Bay Sox here in this frame. Starts with the catcher, Connor Pavloni. He won't face Hunter Stanley as Shane McCarthy is on the hill now for the Rubber Ducks. More on him in a minute as Pavloni, the right-handed hitting catcher who struck out his first time tonight, steps in and corks one foul off the edge of his bat right side, 0-1. So more on McCarthy, who just joined the Akron roster recently. 6'2", 215-pound, 26-year-old from Fairhaven, New Jersey. Was an 18th round selection out of Seton Hall. 0-1 pitch to Pavloni. Fastball misses off the outside edge, 1-1. McCarthy has not pitched since the 2021 season in MILB. 1-1 pitch is low and away. Count goes to 2-1. He went 0-2 with the Rubber Ducks back in 2021. Started 7 games with a 5.02 ERA. Pitched just under 29 innings. 13 walks, 28 strikeouts. Opponents only hit 208 against him. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Pavloni a little late on the fastball. The count goes to 2-2. Fastball's clocking in at 94 as it stands right now for Shane McCarthy. Right-hander set at the chest at 2-2. Works exclusively out of the stretch as this one is skied mile high to left field. It's hooking towards the Rubber Ducks bullpen and does get out of play. That would have challenged the 309 mark in the left field corner at its state fair from Pavloni, but he just got out ahead of a breaking ball. Count stays even at 2-2. But McCarthy, back in 2021, didn't pitch after June 16th. It was an outing right here at Prince George's Stadium. The 2-2 pitch, low and away. Count goes to 3-2. He underwent reconstructive elbow surgery. Did not play in 2022 and is making his season debut right now in the last place he appeared since that injury. So it's a bit of a full circle story for him. Coming back here and working into a full count against the first batter he faces, Bowie's nine-hole man, Connor Pavloni. Went 3 innings that day against the Bay Sox, allowed 2 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. And he gets a strikeout right here of Connor Pavloni, swinging a miss at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Was located on the outer third, Pavloni down swinging for the second time tonight. So McCarthy makes his return here to minor league baseball with a strikeout. And turns over the lineup for Cesar Prieto. Prieto's 0 for 2 tonight. 6-game on base streak, 6-game hitting streak, trying to keep it alive. He'll take off speed upstairs. Counts 1-0 and 0 strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning, if you're just joining us, it's 4-0 Bowie. Bay Sox struck for 4 in the bottom half of the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Inside. Nearly hit Prieto. He had to contort his body out of the way in the lefty box and then dash across home plate just to keep his footing. His front leg has been a ball magnet in recent games. He got hit in the leg in yesterday's contest. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a looping fly ball into left field. Rodriguez, another look. This time he makes the catch right along the facing of the wall that holds the Akron bullpen. So Prieto flies out. He's 0 for 3 today. And the bases are empty with 2 outs for Eston Kerstad. Well, if our crowd might picked it up, you did hear some cheers and some ovations there for Eston Kerstad, who has just taken Double A by storm. First pitch to him from McCarthy is down low for ball one. Kerstad, a mammoth shot to right center field his last time up for his fifth home run. Tops in Double A. It's also a third straight game with a long ball. 1-0 pitch. It's well outside, 2-0. But Kerstad has been as advertised after his incredible spring training with the Orioles. Got a lot of opportunity. 2-0 pitch. On the ground towards first. It's going to hook foul before going past the bag. Naranjo was there to deal with it behind the base, but he just flips it into the crowd for a souvenir. Counts 2-1. But Kerstad knows a thing or two about, you know, being sidelined until he's a little bit above the average age for somebody on one of these two teams. These are two of the older guys on these two rosters facing off right now. 2-1 pitch. That's a breaking ball that goes just above the shoe tops of Kerstad, who shrugs it aside, 3-1. Of course, Kerstad took a little while for his career to get going, the myocarditis situation, and then an injury going into his professional debut last season. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, he was looking for home run number 6 right there as he swung through a fastball center cut. Credit to McCarthy. He challenged him. Now he's in a full count. But as Kerstad said, it's all about the journey. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a tip into the mitt of the catcher, Amdidas. And Kerstad down on strikes for the second time tonight. Shane McCarthy in his return works a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts, still 4-0 Bay Sox as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's LUMINISHealth.org to schedule today.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back with more Bay Sox baseball. Bowie's into its bullpen as we've reached the top half of the sixth inning. They lead 4-0 over the Akron Rubber Ducks. And after five stellar innings from Cade Povich, he makes way for Easton Lucas. From one southpaw to another, Lucas stands 6'4", 180 pounds, was acquired by the Orioles organization in a trade in 2019 with the Miami Marlins. Deals to the most dangerous part of this Akron lineup, 3-4-5, as Julian Escobedo takes a fastball outside for 1-0. It's a straight lefty-lefty matchup. Escobedo's 0-2 tonight. As the next pitch, fastball pops the mitt of Pavloni. It's taken at the letters in 95. First strike to even the count. Escobedo now 9-for-17 in the series after his 0-for-2 performance so far. Here he bounces one back up the middle, up top the second base bag. The shortstop, Laura Fields, off to his left-hand side, makes an easy throw parallel to the bag, the first. And Escobedo's retired for the first out of the frame. Escobedo had 6 extra base hits in the first 4 games of this set, included 2 home runs, but Bowie's kept him at bay so far tonight with the 2 lefties in Povich and now so far Lucas. One down, the base is empty. Here's Brian Lavastida. Turns things around to the right side, and he loses his bat for the second time tonight as it flies off to the left-hand side into the protective netting behind home. We mentioned it's a little damp out there because of the showers in the afternoon, and we've seen that play a factor a couple times in this game. John Rhodes got caught stealing by a healthy margin earlier on in this game for Bowie in the bottom half of the second inning, and it looked like he had a little trouble getting going with his spikes on the infield dirt surface. Now we've seen Lavastida lose his bat twice, and I'm wondering if it's the moisture, the humidity, or maybe it's just a him thing, the way he holds the bat. The 0-1 is taken just inside, a fastball from Lucas. Count goes to 1-1. He lost his bat to the right of home plate his last time up on a swing. Now he loses that out to his left. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That time he held onto the bat, but couldn't get a hold of the baseball as the breaking pitch from Lucas dove underneath the bat path. 1-2. Lavastida, 0-for-2 tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Really comfortable so far for Easton Lucas since getting onto the hill. It's another breaking ball that fools Lavastida. First strikeout for Easton Lucas. And after the 7 punchouts from Kapovich through 5 innings, it's the 8th for Bay Sox pitching tonight. 2 down and the base is empty for Joe Naranjo. Naranjo struck out looking in the second inning. He's also popped out. He's 0-for-2. It's another lefty-on-lefty matchup, and Lucas gets good, sharp break on that off-speed pitch to break across the front shoulder for a called strike. 0-1 to Naranjo. Swings and pops one foul on the left side. Into the party seat area, and the fan makes a nice catch. Quickly 0-2 here to Naranjo. Luke is working so quickly, I haven't had time to give you the final line on Povich yet. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, and Easton Lucas on an appeal down to third base. Naranjo did not go around, so he'll still be on the bump here for his first inning of work. Thought we were going to sync that one up perfectly, but just missed it by a little bit. Here's the 1-2. Oh, a fastball tight. Naranjo limbos out of the way as he drops down his right hand to brace his backside towards the ground. He bent his back at an uncomfortable angle. I would not want to be contorted in that way. But he got out of the way of the 93-mile-an-hour heater that was inside his wheelhouse. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lucas went back with the off-speed low and away, and fishing at it was Naranjo. 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 sixth inning for Easton Lucas. Still 4-0 Bowie. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bay Sox coming to bat in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Bowie leads 4-0 over the Akron Rubber Ducks. Andre Magero here with you. Happy you could join us on what turned into a perfect Saturday evening for some baseball. Despite the rainy conditions, the absolute downpour that opened up in the latter stages of the afternoon, we were still set for an on-time start. Actually got started at 6:34. And now we're cruising right along as Kobe Mayo steps into the right-handed batter's box. 3-4-5 coming to the dish for the Bay Sox in the second inning of relief for right-hander Shane McCarthy. Mayo's 0-for-1 tonight. He walked and scored as part of the 4-run fourth for the Bay Sox. The only scoring in this one so far. He takes a breaking ball low and away. Counts 1-0. Mayo's had 2 multi-hit games in the series. Looking for his first knock tonight. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ball fouled straight down. Goes behind home. 1-1. Was talking a little bit more about McCarthy's return to baseball after not pitching in the minor leagues in 2022. Back in 2021 when he was with Akron, he was used primarily as a starter. As Mayo awaits the 1-1 and it's spiked in the dirt. Couldn't be back picked by Amdidas, but the bases are empty and the count's 2-1. So you'd expect, even though it's his first outing in a long time, the potential is there at least for him to eat up quite a few innings. And that's mainly been how Akron's played it in this series. The 2-1 pitch. Swinging a ball, scalded, foul. Just behind Kyle Moore, manning the third base coach's position. It kicks off the facing of the exposed Akron bullpen and juts into left field. Jonathan Rodriguez will go chase it down and throw it over towards the Rubber Ducks bullpen. 2-2 to Mayo. But Akron has been able to neutralize these Bay Sox bats in the middle innings with really effective long relief and set things up for their late inning guys and their closer ultimately in a lot of really close contests. 2-2 pitch. Off speed, low and away. Count goes full. Feels like they just kept Hunter Stanley in one inning too long. Once Bowie saw him second time, they really ambushed him back in that fourth inning. But McCarthy has looked sharp so far. He's got a full count here to Kobe Mayo. Payoff pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Mile high. It's behind home plate and into the seats, just off to the left-hand side of us. Ball was plenty out of the field of play once it eventually got there. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Bases empty, bottom half of the sixth, 4-0 Bay Sox. They lead. Second baseman Delgado is playing basically behind the second base bag, and the 3-2 pitch to Mayo is brought off the hands, foul again. He lost his batting helmet as this one's off to the right-hand side of the concourse. Mayo swinging out of his shoes at a couple of off-speed offerings up in the zone. Hasn't been able to put it in the field of play yet. He's tomahawked at a couple. We'll do it again at 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bats, fouled down off a home plate. A lot of two-strike fight here from Kobe Mayo. His next pitch will be number 8 of the opening at-bat. A lot of these pitches with two strikes have been in the upper quadrant of the zone after the first few were low and away. We'll see if McCarthy heads back there. The next payoff. Swing and a foul back again. That was on the outer third, but Mayo, really good plate coverage. He's got a big frame and a long casting swing. He's battled tight here. Front foot slightly behind the back foot. Wide open stance. The 3-2 pitch is rocketed down the left field line. And it'll get down in the corner. One hop off the dark green padded wall. Rodriguez gets to it quickly. Mayo in sliding at second base. Feet first with a leadoff double. Extra base hit for Kobe Mayo. He's in scoring position to lead off the sixth inning. And he wins the 10-pitch battle to lead off the frame. A guy that said to swing with 100% of his effort, 100% of the time, those are the kind of the battles you want to see from a guy like Kobe Mayo, and the kind you want to see him win. He's in scoring position with nobody out for the left-handed hitting Shane Fontana. First pitch to Fontana, wave and a miss. It's about a three-quarter swing at an off-speed pitch that dived into the dirt. He's behind nothing and one. A pair of ground outs for Fontana so far. He's pulled the ball. On most occasions, Ray Delgado, the second baseman, is deep in the hole on the right side of the infield, and he gets hit right to him. On three hops, he looks at the runner taking off the third. That's Mayo, and his only play is the first. So really aggressive running off second for Mayo. He gets the third easily. 4-3 put out to retire Fontana. One down. The fifth buoy run, 90 feet away. That's going to bring the infield in with Billy Cook coming to the plate. There's a chance for Cook to pick up his first RBI of the season. Of course, has primarily been in the leadoff position. He walked and scored back in the fourth. His first game batting in the five hole. He takes low and away. And that breaking ball from McCarthy that dives away from right-handed hitters. He couldn't get the chase there early. One-oh pitch. Cook takes low again. Good block from Amditas. That ball bounced out well in front of home plate. He smothered it with Mayo, staggering aggressively down the third base line on his secondary. It looks like he's ready to pop home the moment that ball juts away from Amditas. He did well to keep that in front of him. Hitter friendly count here to Billy Cook. Rest the bat on his right shoulder. Elbows bent, 2-0 pitch. Swung on, popped up to right field. Escobedo racing over towards the foul line, towards the corner, and it's behind the Bay Sox bullpen on the grass hill out to the right side, out of play. Would have probably been deep enough to score Mayo. Cook just couldn't direct it into the field of play. Akron's trying to cut down that run, trailing by 4. There's plenty of grass for Billy Cook to put this one in. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Out of his shoes on the off-speed pitch, that was away. And the count's 2-2. This is a guy in Cook that's gotten going a little bit, but You feel it. He could really use a big hit here. 2-2 pitch. Another breaking ball that's low, and Amdidas smothers it again. He dropped down to both his knees and bent his backside at about, well, you call it an 80-degree angle to smother that one before it even bounced in front of home plate. He anticipated it very well. And that once again keeps Mayo over at third base. But now it's a full count to Cook. Put a speedy base runner at first, but you'd get a double play situation if you're Akron with a walk here. 3-2, off the hands. It's playable on the infield. The pitcher, McCarthy's calling for it. He's called off by the shortstop, Martinez. They weren't going to let the pitcher take that one. McCarthy will pop his fist into his glove, thank his shortstop. Cook's retired, and there's two down. Just a jam shot. Really good pitch from McCarthy. Two outs. Mayo still at third for John Rhodes. The kind of guy the Bay Sox went up in this situation, Rhodes, a pair of hits tonight and an RBI. Singled home a run and scored as part of the four-run fourth. Here he fouls one off to the right-hand side off the netting. So now if you're keeping track at home, that's seven hits on the season for John Rhodes. Team-high nine RBIs, and six of his hits have produced a run. He can make it 7 of 8 if he gets one here. Swings and fouls one off of home plate. Out to his left-hand side. He's down in the count, nothing and two. McCarthy hasn't thrown an awful lot of fastballs in this inning. He's located well when he's had to. There is an arm up in the Akron bullpen. Pitch count has certainly gotten up there in this frame. Part of it came from that 10-pitch battle with Kobe Mayo for the leadoff double as he waits off of third right now with two outs. 0-2 count. For the right-handed hitting outfielder, John Rhodes. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards shortstop. It's a worm burner that stays low for Martinez. Vacuums it in, throws deep in the hole on the left side to first. 6-3 put out, retires Rhodes and the side. Leadoff double left stranded. 4-0 Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. When we come back, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360. Or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Left-hander Easton Lucas keeps it rolling for the Bay Sox here into the top of the seventh inning. Matt Sabatis alongside Andre Magero still with you from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. A nice 4-0 lead for the Bay Sox as we get rolling on. Jonathan Rodriguez will step up to bat. 6-7-8 in the Akron lineup to get it going in the first pitch. Misses just too far inside, and it's 1-0 to start on Rodriguez. 1-for-2 day for Rodriguez. He singled to left field in the fourth inning, but didn't get past first base. A four spot in the fourth for Bowie has done all of the damage. As Lucas turns, kicks, and fires the next. It's a high breaking ball and gets past Pavloni as he tried to get up high to get it. Now it goes to two balls and no strikes here. Stellar turnout on a Saturday night here at Prince George's Stadium as well, as the next offering is skied foul right side out of play, 2-1. It was one of the many read and hit a home run reading night events where local schools could participate in readathons, and if you read enough books, you get free tickets. Next pitch is fouled off right side, 2-2. I believe this weekend was for schools in the Southern Maryland School District. Got Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County, Montgomery County, all participating as well later on this season. 2-2 pitch. Slow bouncer rolled over toward the on-deck circle third base side, and the count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bases empty, no one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Lucas holds ready at the chin, now turns and winds for the next. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nice fastball gets Rodriguez. Three consecutive strikeouts for Lucas. Already 10 punchouts for Bay Sox arms tonight. And now Raynel Delgado. Had to have been an injury that necessitated the change from Bracho to Delgado. First pitch. Left-hander watches outside. And the count starts out at 1-0. Because Bracho did not bat at all, but he did start the game at second base. Next offering. Up and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. But Delgado came in the top of the second inning to bat for Bracho, and has been at second ever since. 2-0 pitch from Lucas is fouled off back to the netting. Count goes to 2-1. Now, I noticed, Andre, you... You enjoy the pantomime of every fan sitting within the first two rows of any stadium behind home plate. As the 2-1 pitch to Delgado is too far down low, it's 3-1. Any foul ball that goes behind home, if it hits the netting, anything, Andre's hand goes right up, ready to catch it. You've got at least that sense of humor. That's some instinct, I suppose.
It's certainly muscle memory. A lot of things have gone from my playing days, but the muscle memory hasn't. The skill certainly has.
Here's the 3-1 to Delgado. Swing and a miss, a fastball. Full count. As Lucas looks for his fourth consecutive punch-out. Right-hander warming in the Akron bullpen. Not exactly sure who that is just yet. As Lucas sets... Fires the payoff. Slow bouncer, right side. Picked by Prieto on the chest on two hops. He double-checked to make sure it was in his glove, and he still had plenty of time to spare to get it to first. 4-3 put out, there's two away. I'm not sure who that is. They are not on the most recent roster that I have from Akron. Because that's number 56, is it not? No, that's 36. I can't read. It's Jordan Jones. Oh, my God. It's Gabriel Rodriguez. It's 1-0. That looked like a 5. Come on. Was it a 5? Oh, jeez. Here's the next pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses on a high fastball. It's 1-1. Gabriel Rodriguez 0-1 with a walk, a strikeout.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any more strange than the Aaron Bracho situation.
I've not had a good day, man.
It is raining right now. The skies have opened.
Oh, yeah. It is starting to come down. You can see it through the lights. Doesn't look too bad, perchance, as the next offering is a tip foul back to the screen. If by some aberration it does get heavier and heavier and a tarp is required, this is an official game. The 1-2 pitch is in there. Strike three. Curveball, lower outside corner from Lucas. Strikes out another pair for his second consecutive perfect inning. We stretch at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie up 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Egg is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Egg can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Egg. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Egg, your lawn and pest team.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, tomorrow is the sold-out Spring Fling Egg Hunt ahead of the ball game. The special ticket packages are no longer available. But that doesn't mean you'll miss out on a fun day at the ballpark, because after every Sunday home game, all fans will get to run the bases. We've got fireworks tonight, just as we do every home Saturday. Right now, as we wait for the bottom of the seventh to get going, the rain does look to be lightening up a little bit, but Bowie's athletic trainer, Elise Kramer, was tending to one of the umpires. First base umpire, Zdek Zedinek, was getting some sort of assistance while being overseen by the home plate umpire, Gabe Alfonso. Very interesting. New pitcher on the mound for Akron as we move into the bottom of the seventh. Jordan Jones leads off. He's on the mound. It'll be Dante Williams to lead off, followed by Gilbert Lara and Connor Pavlone. Williams 1-for-2. Two RBI double in the fourth. First pitch. And Williams watches a fastball hit middle of the zone, nothing and one to start. Shane McCarthy is done for the day, a strong relief appearance for him. Two innings, one hit, no runs, two strikeouts, no walks. Righty on lefty with Jones to Williams. As the next pitch is floated foul into the netting left side, it's nothing and two. Jordan Jones, a 6'1", 210-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Kent, Washington. 16th round draft selection in 2019 from Washington, former Husky. I believe this is his second appearance this series. Yeah, he pitched on Wednesday. Next pitch, Williams swings and misses on a high fastball. He strikes out on three pitches. So Jones starts his day with a strikeout, seventh overall for Akron pitching. And now on to Gilbert Lara. Lara 0-for-2. Jones has two appearances overall this season. He's not allowed an earned run in three innings. He struck out two and walked three. He did walk two and strike out two in two scoreless innings on Wednesday. That was a 2-1 win for Bowie. First pitch to Lara. Check swing. Curveball called strike anyway. Lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Lara 0-for-2. Popped out to the catcher in foul territory his last time up. Jones rests glove on his front thigh, holds ball behind the waist, and now brings them together at the belt. 0-1 pitch. Lara reaches for it and skies it foul right side out of play. Count goes to nothing and two. Tyler Birch is warming in the bullpen for the Bay Sox. Right-hander will feasibly come out for the top of the eighth inning. After two strong, perfect innings from Easton Lucas, Birch could very well get the save. Well, not the save for Bowie, but he'd finish the game out. The 0-2 is swung on and fouled into home plate. Count stays at nothing and two. It's a four-run lead, so it wouldn't be a save situation for Birch. As it stands, Cade Povich is still just the pitcher of record for Bowie after putting together a tremendous day. Five innings with only one hit and no runs. Two walks, seven strikeouts. Another 0-2 to Gilbert Lara is in there for strike three. That off-speed stuff found its way into the heart of the zone against that tough right-hander. Back-to-back punch-outs for Jones to start his day. Now the number nine batter, Connor Pavlone. It really seemed to be that rain was just a passing fancy. It's lightened up more so than really anyone would be concerned with as the first pitch to Pavloni misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Here's the next. Pavloni fouls it off right side. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. And now Elise Kramer is out checking on Connor Pavloni's left hand. Cesar Prieto is just looking in as well. Crowding it all up. What is going on here? It didn't even seem as if that foul ball was anywhere near Pavloni's hand. Maybe it's just a taping issue. Just making sure it stays tight. But here comes Kyle Moore as well. Well, Pavloni has his back to us, so we can't really say anything. I think I actually might have said right hand. It's his left hand. I'm only 27, and I'm still getting my lefts and rights mixed up. That's no issue at all. Now, Pavloni's had injury history with that left hand. I think you've been doing a little bit of research on that, Andre. Do you have any more insight to add?
Yeah, it was early on in his final season at Tennessee he had an issue with it, and then re-aggravated it in Aberdeen in a similar situation. I think he was hit by a pitch that time. But it really derailed part of his season last year, and it looks like it's going to cause him to come out of the game.
Yeah, and he's done. He had gotten into a stance, set up a leg kick, and just as he had put the grip on to the bat to attempt a swing, a little grimace, and he just took his helmet off and walked back into the dugout. That is just so unfortunate. The Bay Sox are going to have to make a change with a 1-1 count. It's almost certainly going to be Ramon Rodriguez. So Rodriguez is going to have to get warmed up and then also get his catcher's gear going too. But where is he is the question. I'm not seeing anyone in the dugout coming out quickly because the Bay Sox could use a pinch hitter. They could put Zach Watson or Jacob Teeter in for just the remainder of the plate appearance. And then bring Rodriguez out defensively to catch in the next half inning, but they've got nothing. And the home plate umpire at this point is going to grant Jordan Jones the opportunity to throw a couple of warm-up pitches simply because this break in play definitely threw off his timing some. Here's Rodriguez. He had to get all of his gear on, so his ankle guard, his elbow guard, both of his batting gloves, of course, had to find his helmet and his bat. So that is a lot to throw on in a moment's notice, and he's going to get a couple of warm-up swings just around the on-deck circle, only two to be precise. But, ooh, that is unfortunate for Connor Pavloni. And Ramon Rodriguez will come in as a replacement. Imagine it as a straight switch, in essence. Ramon hitting 125 this season. No homers, one run batted in. The bases are empty. There's two outs. He inherits the 1-1 count, and the next pitch is swung on and missed outside. It's 1-2. So Pavloni will end his day 0-2. And hopefully this is only a temporary setback, but Rodriguez would probably be the catcher tomorrow anyway. The 1-2 is popped up in the air. First base side foul, getting out of play. And it stays at a ball and two strikes. Next pitch, too far inside. Slider runs the count even at 2-2. Jones comes set at the waist, fires the next. And it's floated into right center field, falling quickly, but running in is Petey Halblin, makes the catch at the knee. Not a straight to line in from Halpin, but he curled around on it well enough. So Jones able to retire the side in order through that injury. And we go to the top of the eighth. Bay Sox lead 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Where are we, the eighth? Yeah, it's the eighth. I'll tell you what it also is. It's a 4-0 Bay Sox lead. Two teams back at it tomorrow, Bowie and Akron, for Game 6, the finale of this weekend, of this week-long series. 105 first pitch means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 12:45. New pitcher on the mound for the Bay Sox, Tyler Burch takes over, right-hander. He'll face off against 9-1-2 in the Akron lineup. Easton Lucas had a perfect day on the mound in relief. Bay Sox making a couple of changes. In addition to Tyler Burch coming in, first pitch to Michael Amditas misses outside. It's ball one. Jacob Teeter takes over at first base for Shane Fontana. As the 1-0 pitch, Amditas watches slider miss down and away. It's two balls and no strikes, and of course Ramon Rodriguez stays in the game to catch. Rodriguez replaced Connor Pavlone midway through Pavlone's plate appearance due to a hand injury. 2-0, misses down in a 3-0 count to start the day from Tyler Burch. I mentioned it, Easton Lucas perfect in relief. Six up, six down, four strikeouts, two groundouts. Very simple line. 3-0, curveball at the knees for a called strike. It's 3-1. Amditas, 0-1, a walk, a strikeout, 3-1. Outside, ball four, he's got his second walk of the day. That's the third walk given up by a Bay Sox pitcher. And now back to the top of the lineup for Petey Halpin. Tyler Burch, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia in 2021. I believe that was the Galvis deal. Yeah, it was. First pitch on to the leadoff man, Petey Halpin, has swung on and missed. High fastball. It's nothing and one to start. Second appearance of the season for Burch. He fired a scoreless inning against Hartford last week. Did give up a hit, but struck out a pair. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball too far down and inside. Nearly hit the batter. Kept in front by Rodriguez. And it's one ball and one strike. And Ruglas Odor is coming down from third base asking for some sort of ruling on this. Is he asking if the ball hit Halpin here? Halpin had dropped the bat, gotten out of the way. I'm not sure exactly what the discussion may be. It's got to be something on whether or not it was a hit-by-pitch. Halpin didn't seem too affected by any potential ball hitting him. I'm not sure. Umpires have a quick meeting. Doesn't really seem like they made any changes. So we'll just call it as a simple 1-1 as it originally was. Well, with a runner at first and nobody out, Birch needs to lock back in. Next pitch. Still too far inside. Nearly took out Halpin's knee. 2-1. Again, a 4-0 Bay Sox lead. Do one. Swinging a piece. Fouled over to the right side. It's 2-2. Next pitch. Popped up. Third base side foul. Sprinting over Mayo, but it's out of reach, out of play. Count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, it's a very special day in baseball today. I'm not sure if it's been discussed too much this evening. I haven't talked about it, at least, was that today is Jackie Robinson Day, the anniversary of his debut in Major League Baseball with the Dodgers. Of course, a heralded day at the Major League level now as the 2-2 pitch is fouled off left side. Count stays. The official scorekeeper's nightmare, while honoring Robinson in a very profound way that is, of course, very touching and a great monument to his legacy, where every team wears 42, Robinson's number. The number also in that Dodger blue. Every team, every player. 2-2 pitches blasted out to deep right field and gone. Halpin got a long, hard hold of that one. It's a two-run game. First homer of the season for Halpin. His first 2 RBI as well. And now, if anyone comes in following Tyler Birch, it would be a save situation as Bowie's up only by 2. But a walk and a home run to start his relief appearance. Here's Angel Martinez. Keep saying his name wrong in the PA. It's throwing me off. Switch hitter Martinez, 0 for 3 on the day. He's not gotten it out of the infield. Pop out, ground out, strikeout. First pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and the ball skips by. 1-0 to start. 13 pitches for Birch, but only 6 of them have found the strike zone so far. And of the 6, of course, 1 of them got deposited past the right field wall. 1-0. In the zone, lower inside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Akron seems content to go into the bottom of the 8th with Jordan Jones, and that's a fair assessment. The way he set down the side in the 7th, 1-1 pitch. High bouncer over towards 2nd, sliding to his right. Cesar Prieto gloves it on his left side and gets it over to 1st with a couple of steps to spare. 4-3 put out, first out of the inning. Use some more of those grounders right now to get through this frame quickly. Get Jones back onto the mound with minimal rest. And maybe the Bay Sox could get a couple of those runs back, or at least one of them. Here's Julian Escobedo. First pitch. And he watches a fastball at the letters for called strike. It's nothing in one to start. 0 for 3 day for Escobedo. Struck out swinging in the 1st. Flew out to right field in the 3rd, and then grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. 0-1. Just misses outside. It's 1-1. Obviously, there's been an additional emphasis to celebrate and promote Jackie Robinson and his legacy in the minor leagues as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's 1-2. Minor League Baseball announced the 9 initiative a couple of years ago. 9 was the number that Robinson wore when he was a minor league player. Of course, he wore 42 in the major leagues. Has the 1-2 pitch. Bounces in. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bay Sox have invited a couple of schools to present some of their exhibits on Jackie Robinson, some coincidental classes that had, you know, talked about his legacy and put together some good projects. Bay Sox invited them out to show off their successful work. Next pitch is fouled off back to the screen. Count remains even at two. Bases empty, one out. Bay Sox lead 4-2. Next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball from Birch. His first strikeout, 12th overall for Bay Sox pitching tonight. Logistically, for just about any minor league baseball team, I shouldn't say any, but for most of most, taking on the same concept of having every player wear 42 in a minor league game would probably not be possible. Here's Brian Lavastida. First pitch misses down and away. Here's the next. Called a strike in the outside corner of the zone. Do you have 1-1 or 1-2? Scoreboard says 1-2. I feel like it's 1-1. Here's the next. Floated up the line. First base side. Headed to the bullpen, but foul. On the Bay Sox side of things. Now it's 1-2. Don't need to worry about it then. Bay Sox do have a right-hander warming in their bullpen. That's Connor Loprich. He was up and moving last night, but didn't get the chance to come in after Houston Roth was able to just get through a couple of extra batters. Birch looks for another strikeout. The 1-2. Too far down and away, a slider. Count evens at 2. Yeah, you couldn't have everybody wear 42 at this level, partly because in the major leagues, they put the jerseys together a little bit different. They'll sew the individual numbers on, while at some of these minor league levels, the numbers aren't sewn on. They're heat pressed on to each jersey. 2-2. Just misses high a fastball. It's 3-2. Now, the Bay Sox do have their jersey numbers sewn on, but they're sewn on well before the beginning of the season, and we only get that one set of jerseys. The payoff pitch to Lavastida. High bouncer, left side. Mayo waits, charges, he misses it. Gilbert Lara saves him, gloves from the shortstop position, and fires to first in time. Excellent saving throw by Gilbert Lara. 6-3 put out ends the inning. A two-run home run by Petey Halpin, though, gives Akron their first set of the game. It's 4-2 into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
All righty, let's get rolling into the bottom of the eighth inning. Cesar Pareto leading off for the Bay Sox. So the top of the lineup to roll it. Needs a base hit to extend his hit streak to 7 consecutive games. It's It's already the longest of the season for Bowie, but he'd very much like to see it continue rolling along as he leads off on an 0-for-3 day. Jordan Jones continues on the bump, first pitch. He squares the bunt, pushes it beautifully into third base. Running in Rodriguez, tries to throw, and it's late. That was a great throw. On target, just a little bit late, mostly because Cesar Prieto put it so perfectly on that wet grass up the third base line. Killed the ball before it could get halfway up the line, and he finally gets that first bunt single of the season, something he'd been gunning for quite some time. Seven-game hit streak for Prieto. Now here's Kerstad. 1-for-3 day, his fifth home run of the year back in the fourth inning. First pitch, Kerstad watches it right down Broadway. Nothing in one to start. So he's leading Double A at this point. Of course, we'd have to watch what the other 29 teams do. There were only a couple of players in his vicinity coming into today's game. Oh, one pitch. Up and away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Again, though, and when watching his last plate appearance, the first few pitches he saw just weren't even close. And it's going to be an interesting dynamic for him going forward, especially after just these three days on if they'll pitch to him. Next pitch, and he hammers it out to deep center field. Halpin running back. Warning track. Wall. Top of the wall. Prieto's around second. He's getting the wave around third. The throw gets to second. It's on its way home. Prieto slides, and he's thrown out. They go back to second, but Kerstad slides back in safely. It's a double for Heston Kerstad with a big outfield assist to nab Cesar Prieto trying to score from first. Akron had to have been ready for something to transpire at some point between their outfield and the catcher. The Bay Sox have had a couple of lengthy runs around the base paths already in this series, and nothing had come to pass between the catchers Amditis and Lavastida. This one finally found its way home, and Amditis made sure he didn't miss the opportunity. It goes 8-4-2 to nab Prieto on Kerstad's double. Here's Kobe Mayo. We wait for the first pitch. That's already the second double for Kerstad this season. Eighth extra base hit. First pitch, Mayo watches slider. Called strike, upper outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. But a big chance for Bowie to at least continue. Runner in scoring position now, still only one out. As Jones sets, brings in the next. And Mayo swings and misses on a low off-speed. It's nothing and two. Unless the Bay Sox put on two runs here in this half inning, Connor Loprich will come in for a save situation in the top of the ninth. Jones sends. The 0-2 is clobbered on a deep line to left. Rodriguez running back and makes the catch over the shoulder. Just about every piece of contact off the bat to Kobe Mayo, especially when he's pulling the ball like that. I've really got to stop getting my hopes so high, but my goodness, the way that bat on ball sounds from Kobe Mayo is just something, man. I'm not sure. Here's Jacob Teeter. Came in as a defensive replacement in the last half inning. Takes out Shane Fontana. Fontana finishes 0-for-3. Just a basic lefty-lefty switch. And time called as the pitcher had not gotten into his delivery when the pitch clock expired. Jordan Jones is issued an automatic ball. 1-0 to start on Teeter. First pitch, he watches up and away, it's 2-0.
Oh,
Here's the next from Jones. Teeter watches a called strike in the lower inside corner. Two balls and one strike now. Teeter's still looking for his first base hit of the season. He left yesterday's game in the ninth inning. Next pitch is checked on high. It misses for ball three. As the Bay Sox brought in Shane Fontana to pinch hit in the bottom of the ninth, Fontana drew a walk. So far this season, Teeter is 0 for 10 with 9 strikeouts. 3-1. But he draws a walk here, his second of the season. Pitch comes in low. So first walk given up by Jones today. Third of the evening for Akron pitching. And now Billy Cook, the batter. He's trying to extend his hit streak. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored, but he's gotten hits in four consecutive games entering today. No action in the Akron bullpen. Still only one, make that two outs in this inning. Got to remember Cesar Prieto getting thrown out at home. First pitch, and Cook swings through a curveball. Nothing in one to start. 4-2, Bowie leads. Big four-run fourth inning has done all of the damage. Two-run home run in the top of the eighth by Petey Halpin got Akron their first runs of the game. 0-1. And Cook fouls it off to the netting right side. It's nothing in two. Very fun turnout today with the amount of kids in on that reading night. And they have been so receptive to just the little in-game cues, the fun little music, the charges, and everything out of the MC, Evan. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. It gets off the catcher's mitt and goes to the backstop. Cook might have a chance for first. He does. Amditis had a late look to find the ball, went sprinting to the warning track, and by the time he had gotten upright with it looking at first, Cook was already there. So a strikeout that would have ended the inning instead turns into a drop third strike, loading the bases with two away for John Rhodes. That's the third strikeout for Jordan Jones today. Ninth overall for Akron pitching. And John Rhodes is up. Rhodes has not stepped to the plate with the bases loaded yet today. The Bay Sox do not have a base hit with the bases loaded yet this season. Rhodes is 2 for 3, however. First pitch. And it plunks him. Up and in to hit the shoulder. Rhodes pulls the helmet off, revealing those golden locks. Looks out to straightaway center field, not even at the pitcher. And it doesn't even seem as if he'll be attended to by the athletic trainer. Hit by pitch, drives in a run. Kerstad scores as Bowie has a 5-2 lead. Fontana make that teeter to third. And Cook on to second base as Rhodes picks up his second RBI of the day. Now Dante Williams. He's 0-for-1 with the bases loaded this season. He struck out in his only plate appearance, and now a mound visit with pitching coach Brad Goldberg. Checking in on the Eastern League. Everyone else is already done for the day, so we're all that's left. Richmond just sneaking by Harrisburg 4-3. It had been 4-3 since the fifth inning of that contest, so it was just a war of attrition. Hartford took down Reading 5-1. The Fightins are just 1-7 to start the year. That's the worst record in the league. Portland taking down New Hampshire 6-1. The Sea Dogs have the best record in the league at 7-1. Altoona just falling to Erie. It was the second walk-off win for the Sea Wolves in 3 days. 5-4 in 10 innings. And Somerset had an easy time getting past Binghamton 5-1 earlier this afternoon. But here in Bowie, it's 5-2 Bay Sox. After the bases loaded hit by pitch, Dante Williams is up. First pitch from Jones, and Williams watches fastball right down Broadway. It's nothing in one to start. 1-for-3 day for Williams. He doubled to drive in 2 runs in the fourth inning, moved to third on an error on the play. But that all came with 2 outs, so he was left stranded by the very next batter. 0-1 pitch. Williams swings and misses. At a fastball high, it's nothing and two. Connor Loprich had sat down, had gotten sufficiently warm, but since this inning has extended as long as it has, he's back up and throwing a couple of tosses. Bases loaded, two outs, an 0-2 count on Williams. The offering. Williams fouls it off back to the netting. Came in just a bit too low on a high fastball, and the count stays. The bases loaded hit by pitch is always fun because it shows a lot of cracks in what the pitcher has, and it's very difficult to really reset yourself from there. At least that's my opinion. Akron gets an arm on the mound. The 0-2 up and away. 1-2 on Williams. And that's right-hander Trey Benton. He's already made an appearance in this series. And now the 1-2 to Williams. Up and away. Two balls and two strikes now. Jones holds ball in bare hand behind the waist and now comes together at the belt buckle. 2-2 pitch, and Williams watches up and away. Amditis had to hop up and spear that one out of the air to keep it from getting to the backstop. All three base runners are going to get an easy jump here on a full count offering. Two outs, bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. The Bay Sox already up by three, trying to really send this one home. Runners go, 3-2. High for ball four. Jones had started walking off the mound, but just above the letters, Williams draws the bases loaded walk. Two free runs for the Bay Sox here in this half inning. As Teeter comes home to score, Cook to third, Rhodes to second. Now do they keep in Jones? They do not. Ruglis Odor is out of the dugout. He'll make the switch. New hurler coming in just a second. We'll tell you about him after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Another big chance for Bowie to keep things rolling as we continue on with the bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox have already gotten one of those two runs they let up back. They make that both of the two runs they let up back in the eighth inning. Led 4-0 since the fourth inning. It was 4-2 after the top of the eighth. And now two free runs, a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch and a bases-loaded walk here in the bottom of the eighth. John Rhodes was hit by the pitch. Dante Williams drew the walk, and that forced Akron to make a change. Jordan Jones is out of this game. His line is not yet closed, though. He's responsible for all three runners on base. 1 2/3 innings, he gave up two hits and currently two runs. It could jump all the way up to five. He struck out three and walked two. And the worst part about this for Jones is that if it weren't for that drop third strike, this inning would be over, and there wouldn't have been a run across. Of course, Bowie isn't going to get too upset about that. But as Trey Benton steps in, he'll face Gilbert Lara. With the bases loaded, Lara making his first appearance this season with the bases loaded. Benton comes set, the right-hander. Holds about a foot out from his chest. fires the first pitch, and it misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Oh for 3 day for Lara. He struck out looking his last time up. Popped out to the catcher in foul territory in the fourth. Flew out to center in the third. Benton sets. Here's the 1-0. Lara swings and misses on a low curve. It's 1-1. Trey Benton, 6'4", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Cerro Gordo in North Carolina. 15th-round draft selection in 2019 from East Carolina University. Already his fourth appearance of the season. He's fired three innings, an ERA of 3. Here's the 1-0. And Lara, a high bouncer but foul, third base side. One ball and two strikes. Benton has struck out 4, walked 1. He has allowed a home run. He gave up that blast to, can you guess? Heston Kerstad. It was 2 nights ago. It's a solo home run in the Bay Sox 3-2 loss. They lead 6-2 here in the 8th. And time called. The clock reset as Benton steps off of the hill. He leans forward, rest glove on front thigh, while ball dangles between the legs, now comes together and holds at the chest once more. 1-2 to Lara. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Curveball down and away. Lara misses out on joining in on the fun. 8 batters come to the plate for the Bay Sox in the 8th. They score twice, and they're 3 outs away from picking up a Saturday win. 6-2, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
It is always a pleasure to have you along for the broadcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your evening, as muggy or as bright as it may have been. Either way, glad you stopped by. We move on to the top of the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox look to break a 2-game skid. They lead 6-2. Connor Loprich comes in. When he was warming up, he was thinking about a potential save opportunity, but now he's just looking to finish this one out for Bowie and send them on to Sunday happy. Loprich will face 5, 6, and 7 in the Akron lineup, starting with Joe Naranjo, the left-hander. Right-hander fires the first, and it's a fastball too far up and away, 1-0 to start. Naranjo, Jonathan Rodriguez, and then Reynel Delgado to bat. Tyler Birch finishes with one inning of work, gave up a hit and two runs on a two-run homer, a strikeout, and a walk. Here's the 1-0. Naranjo watches a called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Connor Loprich, 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, traded over from Pittsburgh in 2020 for cash considerations, making his second appearance of the season. 1-1, misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. His first appearance came against Hartford. That was on Saturday when he was charged with a blown save but did not allow any runs. That's one of those works in the rule book at points. 2-1. Just misses outside a curveball. It's 3-1. Loprich came in with runners on base that did not belong to him. He allowed the runners to score, or one of the runners to score, I should say, that tied the game. Since he allowed that runner to score, he blew the save. The 3-1. Outside ball 4. Even though the run did not belong to him, that run had belonged to Houston Roth. But Loprich walks the first batter he sees here in the top of the ninth inning. Still plenty of breathing room to work with, however. He's just got to get back to it with Jonathan Rodriguez, who's 1-for-3. Loprich used 15 pitches to get 2 outs in his first appearance of the season. Struck out a pair, walked 1. 102 career outings for Connor Loprich at different levels of the minors as the first pitch misses down to Rodriguez. It's 1-0 to start. Curveball misses just too high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. 7 pitches for Loprich. Only one of them has found the zone. Here's the next. That one finds the zone. Off speed, hits at the knees, and it's 2-1. Double play ball would be nice here, of course. Rodriguez has already hit into 2 of them this season. Hits it on the ground nearly twice as often as he does in the air. 2-1 pitch. And he hits it on the ground to third. Backhanded by Kobe Mayo to second for 1. Prieto, the turn to first. Teeter makes the grab. Great stretch by Jacob Teeter. 5-4-3 double play. Not an easy play on the front end either by Kobe Mayo. Had to shift to his right, put the glove across the body, and then quickly turn 180 degrees to make the throw to second. All perfectly executed, and the Bay Sox now just need one quick out, and they're headed home happy. Here's Raynel Delgado, 0-for-3 on the day. First pitch, called a strike at the waist. Fans getting into one on what's been a mostly nice night weather-wise here at the ballpark. A 6-2 Bay Sox lead here in the top of the ninth. Here's the next. Down and in. And it's 1-1. Oh for 3 day for Delgado. He's grounded out and flown out twice to center field. The 1-1 pitch. Half swing and he fouled it off left side. Loprich a strike away. Bases empty, 2 away here in the top of the ninth inning. Bowie will have a chance to split the 6-game set tomorrow if they can finish this one off. A 105 first pitch as Loprich looks in for the sign, has it, and sets at the waist. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Loprich pumps a high fastball, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A fourth inning explosion, a couple of free runs in the eighth, and Heston Kerstad's 5th homer in just 8 games this season. This was a fun one. And a 6-2 winner over the Akron Rubber Ducks tonight. And Andre Magaro will tell you plenty more about it in just a little bit. We've got Bay Sox postgame coming up in a second. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
All right, we're going to have that fixed by the next homestand. But it always feels better being called Matt Sabatis after a Bay Sox victory. Welcome in, everybody, to Bay Sox postgame. Andre Magero here with you from Prince George's Stadium. The Bowie Bay Sox take this one in, we can call it dominant fashion. I'll call it a comfortable fashion. A 6-2 winners tonight over the Akron Rubber Ducks. They have a chance to split the series tomorrow. They're back to 500 at a 4-4 record. And that feels a lot better in the early portion of the season than 3-5. We're about to have a beautiful post-game firework display underway at the ballpark. Don't forget, you can catch post-game fireworks at the ballpark after every Saturday home game. Fans here were treated to plenty of fireworks these last 2 days. The home run ball has played in one of the most hitter-friendly parks in AA, and it played again for the Bay Sox early on in this game. It was a scoreless contest, another pitcher's duel for the first three innings. But then the Bay Sox, synonymous, as they have in every game this season, now all eight of them, have struck first. And it was who else that struck first than your new AA leader in home runs, Heston Kerstad. Kerstad, Eastern League high, tied for the AA high with four home runs. A 1-1 pitch, swung on and belted. Deep to right center field. Escobedo back. He can only watch it go. It's gone. Heston Kerstad's done it again. Fifth home run in AA in just his eighth game. It's his fourth of the series and his third game in a row with a long ball. His first week in AA, but he's swinging like he never left Sarasota. 1-0 Bay Sox. That was an absolute shot by Heston Kerstad, and it gave Bowie an early 1-0 lead. That wasn't it for the Bay Sox in the frame, though. They managed to put up a crooked number in a middle inning, and that was what was oh so pivotal for them in this series, had eluded them so far. They only have one run between the third and the seventh inning so far in this series. I've dropped that stat about four or five too many times, but they were able to add on. And Dante Williams, the guy who's needed a big hit, was able to add on for the Bay Sox in that frame. He highlights it as well with a two-run double of his own, and that gave Bowie a four spot in that fourth inning to give them a comfortable 4-0 lead. John Rhodes also had an RBI single in the frame as well, plating Kobe Mayo. That's all the offense the Bay Sox would really need. They got a couple other runs late that we'll talk about in a little bit, but, I mean, it was the Cade Povich show through the first five innings. Aside from that fourth from the Bay Sox offense, he really bounced back, and this is an electric arm that so many people in the system have been high on since he was the main return for the Jorge Lopez trade last year at the deadline when the Orioles were sellers from a playoff position, or at least in the playoff chase, and it was really important to hit on those trades. We saw McDermott, a part of the Trey Mancini trade earlier in this series, throw five shutout innings, and now we got Povich in the return for the Lopez trade at the deadline last year, who was as advertised tonight. 5 two-hit innings, two walks, seven strikeouts. He's been still trying to work on commanding that breaking ball consistently at the double-A level for Bowie. I think this was probably his best start in a Bay Sox uniform, and it was a comfortable five innings. Akron never really threatened too much throughout his outing. Easton Lucas then had two very effective innings of relief as well. Bay Sox really racked up the strikeouts. He had four of them for nine in their first seven innings. Tyler Birch came in the eighth. Akron would make things interesting as Petey Halpin hit a two-run home run to make it 4-2 at the time. But Bowie would get two back in the bottom half of the eighth. There was a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch and a walk as the wheels kind of fell off for an Akron bullpen who had plenty of good outings so far in this series. But in the bottom of the eighth, Bay Sox get two. They take a 6-2 lead, and then they go on to win by that score after a clean 1-2-3 top of the ninth from Connor Loprich, helped out by a double play ball. So Bowie moves to 4-4. Akron falls to 4-4. It's a log jam in the Southwest Division of the Eastern League. We can get to it a little more here if you look at it. But in the top of those standings, Richmond's 5-3, and then almost everybody else is 4-4, except for Altoona, who's 3-5. But we'll get to the Eastern League scoreboard here in just a little bit. We'll talk about those scores and the scores around the Orioles and their affiliates. It's a fun time to be a fan of Baltimore and their farm system. We're going to talk more about that when we come back here on Bay Sox Post Game.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free,
stat, Eastern
but
League
we'll also
include a double
something
a
unique
high with
that
four
produces
home runs,
powerful
one
results.
Swung on it, belted.
You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Competing with the postgame fireworks here at Prince George's Stadium. I know they have making their mark here as the fans continue taking great fireworks after a Bay Sox victory as we welcome you back to Bay Sox postgame. Bowie takes this one over the Akron Rubber Ducks by a final score of 6-2. Let's take a look around the Eastern League now and the rest of the Orioles system here this evening. We're going to start with the rest of the Eastern League scores. Not going to waste a lot of time on these because Matt already took you through them earlier on in the broadcast, but Somerset over Binghamton to move to 5-3 with a 5-1 win as the Rumble Ponies fall to 2-6. Altoona's walked off by Erie on the road in the 10th inning for the second time in 3 days. Seawolves take it 5-4 to move back to 500. Altoona now 3-5. Just a game off the pace of that log jam for second in the Eastern League Southwest Division. Portland 7-1. That continues to be the best mark in the Eastern League as they beat New Hampshire 6-1 tonight on the road. Reading falls to Hartford by a 5-1 final. Titans are just 1-7. As mentioned, Richmond takes down Harrisburg 4-3 on the road as they will now take, or rather keep, first place in the Southwest Division. And that is the rest of the scores around the Eastern League. Looking at the Orioles system, tough day for the Birds. They're back down to 8-7 as they lose on the south side of Chicago to the White Sox by a 7-6 final. Big day for the offense. Two-hit efforts from Cedric Mullins, Anthony Santander, and Austin Hayes. Also a 3-for-4 day for Jorge Mateo, who had a home run. But it's not enough offense at the end. Norfolk currently up 7-2 in Nashville. And they're in the fifth inning of that one. D.L. Hall, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Also a two-hit day for Colton Cowser. Already in the leadoff spot, he has a double. 3 RBIs for Kyle Stowers as well. We'll go down to Aberdeen, where the Ironbirds, they get their third win of the season, 2-1 over Hudson Valley. And these fireworks are making a lot of noise right now, so I'm trying to compete with them. I apologize. Delmarva down 9-2 right now in Kannapolis. The Shorebirds could be headed towards a .500 record at 4-4 if they do not bounce back here. But fireworks show is over. The fans here in Prince George's Stadium are showing their applause. And it's been a good night at the stadium, all things considered, for a Saturday home game of the season. It's a 6-2 Bay Sox victory, as they will now look for a series split tomorrow afternoon right here from Prince George's Stadium. First pitch is at 1:05. We'll get you set with pregame at 12:45 before Matt Sabatis and I will bring you the finale of this six-game series. Been a great first week homestand for the Bay Sox, and they'll look to finish it out with a split tomorrow against Akron. But for now, signing off on a beautiful Saturday night, we thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.